Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week of N4G Radio for the
radio.
First episode of November 2009. And I guess the November thing caused Mr. Wolverine to finally come back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
He's excited about November.
We actually have the
nope.
original cast back in the room. What's up? What's up? We have GamersCon.
Greetings, programs.
We have Killer Wolverine.
Hey.
And we have the Wombat.
Hey.
Why are you talking like that? I don't know. It sounds pretty good. We have a good show. At least I played a lot. I know somebody didn't.
Yeah.
Actually, I know two people who
didn't. I ain't played shit. I played a lot of one game.
So I'm going to... Let's just save Gambus for last.
Why?
Because you're going to be the longest one.
Because you're going to be the longest
I'm going to get these two guys out of the way first.
So we could go home after this?
You can leave
Yay!
After this. You can go get some lunch so you ain't home.
Yeah.
Dude, I just ate breakfast. Nice big old breakfast.
Mm. I don't have a car, so I don't think I can go get lunch.
Oh, that's right. I got to take you to go get your car. I forgot about that. All right, so...
You can walk?
Yeah, it ain't that far.
Bitch, you got legs.
That's why God gave them to you.
Probably fall down.
So we're going to start off with...
nice.
We're going to start off with the Wombat.
And the Wombat.
We can probably cover... His, yours, and part of mine with one game.
With one game.
With one game.
And that would be Borderlands. Yeah.
The Borderlands.
Borderlands is actually the only game that I played this week. And I didn't... Part of that was because I didn't have a whole lot of time to game this week because I had a lot of other stuff going on. And the other part of that is the fact that I couldn't find myself wanting to play anything other than that this week. Let me put it this way. This is how addicted to Borderlands I am. And some people will take this as a quality statement, and it's not, but just to preface that, I am on Chapter 18 in Uncharted 2, a game that I really, really love and think is fantastically phenomenal, and I haven't gone back to beat it yet, because every time I sit down to play video games, I want to play Borderlands, because I am addicted to it now.
Well, there ain't no rest for the wicked.
There ain't no rest for the wicked. So I keep getting pulled back to Borderlands. I need to go back and beat Uncharted 2.
Just when I thought I was out.
They pulled me back in.
They pulled me back in.
It's just one of those, it's just one of games like that for me, you know, anybody who's listened to the show for any amount of time knows that loot whore games just suck me in for some reason.
Yeah, you loot whore.
And I'm a little nervous what's going to happen to me when
Dragon Age
comes out and
tomorrow.
And yeah, and Borderlands and Dragon Age are both at my house available for play. I don't know
Dragon
what's going
to
happen.
Dragon Age will be standing in the corner showing some leg.
Come on over here.
Hello.
No, I'm level 19 now in Borderlands, and
such a loot whore.
I love the friggin' game. I think it's awesome. I understand that unfortunately some folks on the PS3 had some issues with it at launch and shortly after with some connection problems, and that's a real shame. But from what I understand, they pretty much jumped on that quick and. Fix most of those already.
They jumped on that whore.
But they jumped on that whore. But I love the game. I think it's fantastic. I played the crap out of it this week whenever I had a chance. Just solely because it's one of those games, like I said, where once I start playing it, I can't stop.
Won't stop.
Can't stop. Won't stop. So, yeah, I mean, that's all I played this week.
Sometimes that's all you need.
I also finished the Dragon Age novel, the first Dragon Age novel this week.
And how was it?
You know what? The most of the book was really good. The only problem I have with it is they spend basically the entire the book's called The Stolen Throne, so it's pretty obvious what it's about.
A toilet?
No, it's about the true king trying to regain his throne from a invader, basically. And they spend the entire book building up. And then I swear to God, it's like the last three chapters are on fast forward, because it's a 400-page book, and the resolution happens in like 40 pages. It's all just like crammed into the end, and they don't go into a lot of depth with some stuff at the end, unfortunately.
Hmm.
And in fact, the actual, I don't even know how you want to put it. Like, the accomplishment at the end of the book is told in the epilogue as a, like, retread kind of thing. It's weird. But it was a really good book. I just was not huge on the way it ended, just because it all ended too fast for me. But it's definitely worth a read, and I still want to read the second one. My plans to read the second one before the game came out have slowly slipped down the toilet. Because the game comes out in 2 days.
So let me ask you, are you into fantasy novels overall?
Depends on... I don't really read a lot of them unless they're connected to games, if I'm being honest.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to suggest Game of Thrones by George R.R. Martin.
Yeah, I don't really read fantasy novels usually.
You need all the dragons and shit.
Yeah, I don't really read those usually unless they're... I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't really read much anymore. just because, you know, limited time and I'm lazy and all that.
Don't solidify the American stereotype.
I mean, honestly, the last three books that I've read have been game related. So, if you like fantasy novels and you're excited about Dragon Age, I definitely recommend at least the first novel. I haven't read the second one, so I can't comment on that one, but first one was good.
Da-da-da.
Don't take my word for it. But yeah, that's all I played this week.
What are you going to play this week?
Well, this week, I'm going to play some Dragon Age Origins, big time.
Really?
I think other than Dragon Age Origins, the only other thing I'm going to play is DJ Mizuhara, I hope I pronounced that correctly, hooked me up with the God of War 3 demo. And so I hope once I get home that it is finished downloading, and I can play that today. And
yeah,
what I think of that.
I saw his post on NeoGAF, and he has Bayonetta.
Oh, really? He lives in Japan.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I could import it for the PS3, but I heard the PS3 version's like kind of got some problems.
Yeah, it.
You know,
they. Famitsu marked it down a little bit.
Yeah, they gave the Xbox a perfect score.
Right.
And then they gave the PS3 a lower one.
Yeah, but I don't remember reading what the issues were. I think they were technical issues, but I don't remember reading what they were.
Yeah, that
I don't know how serious they were.
Kind of deters me from spending the $90 when I can just wait till January.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, $90 is pretty steep.
That's pretty steep.
Yeah. Especially around this time of year.
So yeah, that wraps me up.
How about you, K-Dub?
Oh, I'm sorry. There is one other thing that I would like to play this week. I apologize. I hope to play Forza 3 this week, but we'll see.
Mm.
It just depends on some
issues.
I'll
be talking about that game, amazingly enough.
Really?
Yes, I will.
Did you buy it?
Yes, I did.
And? Just real quick. Just
I'm
one word.
Very impressed.
Nice. Anyway.
That's two words.
Come on.
Very impressed. Come on. Very impressed. I'll say it as one word. Eat a dick.
No, thank you. I did play some Borderlands. I'm liking some Borderlands. I don't know what y'all said about it the past couple weeks.
It's awesome.
Week. Well, yeah. I agree. It's awesome.
That's pretty much what we said. You can go
I
ahead.
Like
feel
the
free to
shaded look.
Yeah.
I love the way it looks.
I agree. I think it looks fantastic.
I picked up a gun right before I went in and power leveled Killer Wolverine that has a 45% chance of exploding when the bullet hits.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I saw lots
Those
of heads
awesome.
Explode.
Your head explode.
Blood.
Of course, when I'm in Killer Wolverine's game, when we started playing, he was a three, and the enemies were threes. And I'm just like, you got to be shitting me. I'm running around trying to kill people. And we did the duel to get the achievement.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't kill me.
Really?
He didn't have enough bullets or time.
Wow.
I mean, he just kept shooting. I shot him once and he died.
Wow.
He shot me 150 times and I didn't even lose my shield yet.
Wow.
What happens when you're a level 3?
Did you guys just do the duel, like where you melee each other and start it up? Or did you go into the arena?
No, we just he doesn't have the arena unlocked in this game.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know what this arena is.
But it's a place where you go and just face off against different enemies. It's like,
no. There's a different arena. There's one outside the Firestone where you can go in and play one versus one, one versus two, like two versus two against the people in your party.
Is this like Mad Max and Thunderdome?
Kind of.
I mean, it's got a Mad Max kind of vibe to it.
Does it have Tina Turner?
No, it does not.
Oh.
Thank God.
What does?
We don't need another hero. No, it does not have Tina Turner in it.
My God, what just happened?
I don't know.
Bunch of metrosexual shit happening.
No.
What character did you pick?
Soldier.
Soldier?
Soldier!
Kind of playing as that chick.
Oh, Lilith?
Yeah.
Lilith.
The Siren.
Yeah. So, but I stuck with the Soldier because assault rifles and shotguns and all that.
Right.
Just that's my first playthrough to see what everything.
And the soldier ends up being the medic. None of the other characters heal.
Right.
So the soldier is the medic.
Oh.
If you go down that path.
Yeah. You can actually shoot your teammates in multiplayer with one of the power-up trees, and it'll heal them.
Oh, okay. It
gives them health every time you shoot them, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hmm. Huh.
Thanks. Right now, my turret, when I lay it down, just fills me full of ammo and health. It's a beautiful thing.
You know what? I still have yet to play the game co-op.
Really?
Yeah.
It does tailor to whoever's game you're in.
Yeah.
So if he'd have came into my game, he wouldn't have lasted 5 seconds.
Right, right.
One of my enemies would have just knocked him the fuck out. Kind of like what I was doing to his enemies.
Yeah.
I kind of just walked around with him, and I'm like, whenever you get in trouble, I'll watch your health. And if they start killing you, I'll just shoot him
once.
But I do have to apologize to Gray34. I said I'd play with him Friday. I kind of didn't, so that's my...
You kind of didn't?
It's not that I didn't want to. I just forgot what time he said.
Gotcha.
The head is full of knowledge. Oh, fall.
He fell.
Oh.
Wombat down.
We got a wombat down.
I'm good. I may have fallen over backwards in the chair.
See, there's no
fine.
TV behind you.
I know.
This time.
There's no little thing here to stop me.
All right, so lots of Borderlands.
Yeah, so I apologize to him. And I did play for my 2 week absence was Uncharted.
Oh, nice.
You're almost finished.
I am. Surprisingly enough, I hadn't played that long.
You don't think you have?
I haven't been playing too much because of school. So I haven't been playing it more than 3 or 4 hours.
What chapter are you on?
22, I
think.
He
can't be on 22 after 3 or 4 hours. There's
no way.
Well, there's no way that I played it that long, though.
Check your timer.
I will. I'm
Dude, in 3 or 4 hours,
surprised.
The only way you could be on chapter 22 is if you teleported like in Mario.
You used the warp whistle.
Yeah.
It just seems like I played it. I don't know. I'll check it. But
it took me 9 hours and 40 minutes, and I rushed through it without looking for treasures.
See, I'm looking around when I get time. But
then
it's
you
just,
definitely have played it more than 3 or 4 hours if you're on chapter 22.
I'm on chapter 18, and I think I'm at like 7 hours.
Huh. Wow. It just doesn't seem like it. I guess that's how good it is.
That's how good
it
is. Trust
that's
me.
That's definitely how good
I
it is.
I didn't realize I put 10 hours in it. I really hadn't.
I'm really liking that. The story is just, oh my God. Can a game look any better?
No doubt.
No, I don't really think a game can look better than that.
No.
It's a beautiful game.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
The voice acting is superb. I don't know. It deserves the 10s all around. I mean, it's got its frustrating moments, but what game doesn't? So.
Can we say the train level?
The train level I didn't have a problem with. It was that where the tank was chasing me is when I had the biggest problem.
No, I hate the train level. People kept hitting me off.
I like the train level.
I like the train level.
I loved it. I just got frustrated at it.
I can't wait to play
the train level. It did get kind of tough, but I liked the train level. I thought it was fun.
No, it was very fun, especially the way he walked on top of the train.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I like throwing guys off the train.
Yeah.
Like Sylvester Stallone, throwing mom off the train.
You don't pay attention.
That's always
you get knocked
fun.
Off by those...
Yeah,
ding 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 ding.
Yeah.
At first, I didn't pay attention to it, and I got knocked off. I'm like, what the fuck? Where was the warning? And then the next time I play, like, oh, you got to listen, too.
You have to listen.
You have to listen.
But, yeah, that game is
the bomb.
Awesome. Fall, fall, fall.
I'm not going to fall again. I got my hand on the bed now.
So I have to apologize to John W., Mr. John Whitehouse, and
hey, W.,
Mr. Pyrite. Because I said a couple weeks ago I'd play online with them.
And you
things
still
happened. Couldn't play online with them. So,
it's my favorite doesn't want to play online.
But.
Because
yeah.
I don't think any of us do. We're all a bunch of elitist bastards. Either that or we're busy.
Damn busy.
Next week I'll have time. I'll have a 6-day grace period. Because the first term comes to an end Tuesday. And then it doesn't start up again until the 17th.
Wow.
So I'll be playing a shit ton that week. So if you want to play online then, I'll play online then.
Sweet. I'll look
you only get a 6-day break between terms?
Yep.
Wow.
You get a Christmas break?
Yep. I don't know when it is. I don't know how long it lasts.
It's probably around Christmas.
Well, duh.
I was going to say, my wife gets 6 weeks off between terms at Christmas.
Wow, I don't think it's 6 weeks.
Between fall and winter, she gets 6 weeks off.
I want that.
That's nice.
Yeah. Wish I would have had that when I was in school. That's what happens when you're on quarters. I was on semesters. Mm.
I'm on terms.
Oh. Yeah, I'm on terms.
So I don't know.
Did everybody just skip over the third grade? Durr. Mm-hmm. Really? Nobody's going to? Okay.
Durr.
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 Hello, I'm Mr. Derp. Derp. Derp.
Other than that, I was just playing with the Xbox preview for the winter update.
Oh, yeah. Did you get in that?
Yeah.
Have you tweeted?
I did a couple times. It's.
Does it enhance your Xbox experience?
No.
That's what I figured. I
mean, really? It doesn't?
Stupid crap.
No.
I will be the first to speak out. This is a horrible update.
You know, if you tweet a lot and you play online. But
Let me guess, there's more advertisements now?
I haven't seen any advertisements.
Fucking Xbox Live.
I really haven't been paying attention.
Are you a hater?
I didn't really play around with Facebook either.
We don't need another hater.
I messed around with The Last FM for a minute or two.
Hmm.
But
yeah, you can't leave the menu.
You can't leave it. And that's one of the things I put as feedback is when you leave the menu, why doesn't it just continue to play until you tell it to stop? Because it has a little you know, play
bar.
Because
the system's not about playing games. It's about listening to the radio.
You know what I thought was funny? There was an article this week about one of the Microsoft representatives or something was asked about whether they thought Xbox Live still justified its $50 a year price tag or whatever compared to PSN with all the updates that they've had or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I think we do. And he started naming off all these features. And he's like, I mean, with features like Last.fm and Twitter and Facebook and somewhere a million PS3 users said, you do realize we have an internet browser on our system, right? Oh, it was hilarious.
Never mind, those features are always free anyway.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So.
It's just funny. Oh, it was when Netflix was announced for PS3.
Yeah, whatever happened to that exclusive?
They asked him, you know, with Netflix on PS3, do you still think that your service is worth the $50 extra? And they're justifying it was, well, you know, you still get exclusive access to multiplayer gameplay, and we've got Last.fm, Twitter, and Facebook.
Yes.
It's like, just come out and say, look, it's getting harder and harder for us to justify charging $50 a year for our online service.
Yep.
If it wasn't for
with
the
as
issues,
much stuff as PSN is adding.
If it wasn't for the issues we had with PSN, and
with
if it wasn't,
the voice chat?
The voice chat and connection, and like Uncharted takes forever to log on and get in a game. If it wasn't for stuff like that and the fact that you can, you know, it's so streamlined in the 360, it wouldn't be worth it.
No, not
and
even
that's
close.
It. That's the only thing. All this other shit they're adding, it's worthless.
Yeah, once...
I don't even care.
Once Sony gets cross-game chat it put in there and cross-game invites, it's not going to be... It's going to be completely useless.
Yeah.
It'd basically just be paying a fee to play online on the 360.
And they're talking about raising the price, that little rumor that popped up around?
I'll tell you right now, if they raise the price to $100 a year, I'll cancel my live subscription.
I didn't hear that rumor.
Yeah, that was a rumor from last week.
Yeah.
I doubt it's going to happen. They can't do that stupid.
That would be the stupidest thing ever.
Yep. Yeah.
It would lose half their subscription base.
If anything, they're going to need to be lowering their price.
Mm-hmm. I've been a subscriber since first Xbox. If that happens, I'm done.
Yeah.
A lot of people are.
Yeah.
A lot of people are done after that.
Bullshit.
Might as well just play World of Warcraft.
No thanks.
That's a little more than $100 a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, other than that, it's...
It's party time.
Yeah, that's $180 a year.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's it.
All right.
Wow.
So and that's just to play one game.
I guess I'm not playing anything next week.
You're not playing anything next
week? No, no one asked.
What are you playing next week?
Thank you for
asking. Welcome.
That was so kind of
you. 2 weeks for you to play two games. Yeah. I think you're going to play shit.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. That's the game.
I like that game.
I did not know that.
Well, now you know. Maybe Dragon Age. Maybe.
No.
Maybe. Probably not.
Oh, I'm so excited about Dragon Age. I can't wait.
If not, more Uncharted, more Borderlands.
Forget the name of it already?
Yeah, I did. So.
All right, so we get to move on to Mr. Khan.
Take that.
I thought I was going to be last.
I'm in out of them, not me.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
The lesser of the three.
Yeah. You're the last minion to go before the almighty zero tolerance goes.
I'm the last peon.
The last peon. That should be the name of a movie.
What kills me is Gambus plays like 4 or 5 games a week, and he takes like 45 minutes to go through his fondling. I play like 20. I go through mine in like 15 minutes.
I usually try to find something to say about each one instead of just, I played this, I played that.
Snap.
While I was here, I tried a little DJ Hero.
Oh, did you play a little DJ Hero?
Oh,
yeah. What'd you think?
Go on.
Are you a DJ Hero?
I am not a DJ Hero, and I will never be a DJ Hero.
How about you? Are you a DJ Hero?
I am a DJ Hero.
Oh!
He's over there, like a real professional, like...
Wow.
Rewinding it.
That's a fun-ass game.
Is it?
If you can stand the music. Music is terrible.
Yeah, that would be my problem.
Yeah, it's quite awful.
That's a fun game, though.
Okay.
Gambus is entertaining.
I want to play Steel Guitar Hero.
Steel guitar.
Or Banjo Hero.
That's sexual in the headset. Gambus said steel guitar real quiet.
Steel guitar.
Wow.
I think all of our listeners just, exploded.
Your head explode.
Okay,
I guess I should be going on to my fondling right now. Okay. On the, wait for it, PSP.
You doing Twitter today, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
PSP.
There you go.
I played the demo for the Jack and Dexter, The Last Frontier.
I downloaded that, but I haven't had a chance to play it yet.
It's good. It's a real quality third-person action-adventure game. And what's also cool is that after you play, after you kill some of the monsters and stuff in third-person.
Kill the monster!
There's actually a sequence where you're flying in a like a futuristic jet, and it's really fun. I really enjoyed it. There was one part in the demo that I absolutely, with a passion, despised.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Uh-oh. There's a part in the demo where you're supposed to turn over a pillar that basically makes a bridge when you turn it over. In order to do this, you have to slam on the left and right buttons as fast as you can.
Ugh.
And when I was doing that, I felt like if I got any more into the moment, I would have probably came close to breaking a PSP. And that's pretty much what it took in order to push the pillar and make the bridge. And I'm like, that's such a terrible design decision. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like if there's more parts in the game, which I'm sure there is, where you have to slam on the left and right, shoulder buttons as fast as you can. I mean, the PSP's not made out of metal. It's a plastic object, And it just seems like the game itself, as in design, will wear out your PSP, and I don't like that. But other than that, I thought the game was good.
Excellent.
Yeah. Next demo I played, Loco Roco Midnight Carnival, and I have to say, it was quite fun.
First one I heard was fun.
Yeah. Actually, strangely enough, this is actually the first Loco Roco game I ever played.
Well, I guess you don't know if it's still racist then, do you?
That's racist.
Well, the character that I was...
the little dude's like yellow, isn't he?
Well, the main little guy is, but yeah. Then there's ones that are not yellow as well.
Yeah,
there's ones like, that were deemed as racist.
But my question is, when did the Crayola box become racist? Because if you were going to make different enemies, they would just be different colors, right?
Well,
isn't
but,
there one that's red?
Well,
and that's
yeah,
black?
But well, the problem with yeah. the problem is with the design choices made on the ones that are black.
Ah, okay,
and that's the problem.
And
I won't go into it here, but
ironically, that was the one I got to control in the demo was the black, I guess Loco Roco. Yeah. Yeah. Were you
offended?
No, not really.
No. Okay.
Then again it takes a lot to offend me sometimes. So but I can actually see the argument. I do like the look of the game. It's got kind of a because it's the Midnight Carnival, it kind of has like a Nightmare Before Christmas look to it. To the game, it's real dark, and it looks kind of like a Halloween setting, ironically enough, because Halloween just passed by.
Beggar's Night.
Beggar's Night. Can you spare me a piece of candy? Okay.
Comes with it the swine flu.
Ooh, I wouldn't want that. But I actually was having a lot of fun with Loco Roco. It's a good quality title, and I'm actually I'm thinking about picking up the first one. So that was
Loco
a good game.
Roco.
Hello, Loco Roco.
Hello. Hello.
And another demo that I played.
It's me, Mario. Mario.
Yeah. Okay.
Luigi.
I played Crystal Defenders for the PSP.
Crystal Defenders.
Yeah.
Is that the Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
Ironically, it's not called Final Fantasy.
But, I mean, it's the final, it's the Square Enix
tower defense.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, I could have sworn it was called Final Fantasy Crystal Defenders on the PSN network, but they dropped the Final Fantasy, and it's just called Crystal Defenders on the PSP.
I think it's Final Fantasy on the 360, too.
Really?
I think so. I don't remember.
Well, the thing is, I mean, when I was playing the demo, I actually looked at the title screen, and at, you know, in the file screen, when you're looking at the file, no Final Fantasy. It's like they dropped the Final Fantasy name.
Oh, well, it's not like it matters.
Yeah, the thing is, all the character classes are Final Fantasy character classes. So, I mean, it kind of doesn't even make sense that they dropped the name Final Fantasy.
That does not make sense.
That shit don't make sense.
But this is a, of course, tower defense game. And I played the PSN version about a month and a half ago, and I thought it was a good game. And I played this on the PSP. It's pretty much the exact same game. And I have to say that I feel that this game is a better portable game and experience than a console or a system television game and experience. I feel that... It feels good on PSP, whereas it kind of felt mediocre on PSN. So I guess that means that you don't have to be super, super cool to be a good PSP game. But
your mom's got to be super cool to be a good PSP game.
Yeah, that's true.
Jokes there.
Yeah, that was kind of an uncomfortable silence there. Okay.
Everybody got no good jokes today.
I actually bought a new PSP game recently.
Oh snap! What was it?
Half Minute Hero.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And you know something?
That's Justin's name in bed.
Half Minute Hero.
Sitting here laughing about the joke, just trying to be courteous to everybody. Fuck you, man.
You don't need to be courteous. You just need to nail that joke for
Half Minute Hero.
But
here I am. There I'm done.
I thought his nickname was Half Inch Hero.
Oh, snap.
Half inch, half minute. Wasn't better.
Wow. If it was only a half inch, trust me, Jason, it would take longer than a half a minute.
Oh.
One half inch and one half a minute is like the math equation for disappointment.
He knows about disappointment.
Snap. I'm not the one with size 6 shoes.
Okay, so in other words, half minute hero, the game basically, it has nothing to do with sex.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Just to disappoint you.
Did it reach its climax too soon?
It does. It actually has quite a few climaxes.
Wow. Imagine that.
So did your mom.
Oh, snap.
Snap.
Could never
thank
sex
you for listening
joke.
To N4G Radio, the most mature podcast on the net. And Jason is laughing uncontrollably right now, to the point that he can't breathe and his face is bright red.
Oh, okay.
Half Minute Hero, go ahead.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's sad.
He's not going to say anything else.
It's sad that it's taken us longer to talk about this game than the game actually lasts.
Come on, somebody say this, what your mom said. I'm
gonna... Yeah. But, it's basically a RPG literally played in fast-forward. It has to do with this evil, dark lord.
You're a kid.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
An RPG with an evil, dark lord?
Yeah, and he discovers a spell that will destroy the entire world in 30 seconds. So basically... you have 30 seconds to play this, like, mini-game RPG really, really fast. Battles take, like, a second to play. What's cool about it, though, is that when you enter into a town, time stops in towns. But when you go outside the town, the time resumes. And what's cool about it is that... you could, like, level up, like, several levels within, like, 15, 20 seconds. And if you're starting to run out of time and you can't make it to the Dark Overlord's castle, you can go to the Goddess Shrine, which is the statue of this goddess, and you pay in gold to actually reverse time, and you get an additional 30 seconds. But every time that you pay the goddess to rewind time, the price increases. So then you fight the Dark Overlord, right?
That's tough business.
Yeah.
That's her pimp.
And then, yeah, exactly.
They got a racket going on.
They do.
She makes all the money, and he makes the spells to kill the world in 30 seconds.
And the thing is, the first time that you're supposed to fight the Dark Overlord, you actually fail. You die and the world gets destroyed, but then the goddess saves the world and then saves you, and then basically...
So you can keep paying her money.
Yes, and she says that. Yes. She awesome. Is quite aware that she is basically...
a hooker?
Pretty much.
She's a dirty time hooker.
Yeah.
She's Butter's bottom bitch.
You filthy time hooker.
Yeah. This is kind of like a Doctor Who thing, like Time Lords. She's a time whore.
Time whore.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't that funny. But to those of you who
that
are,
was though.
But to those of you who are on the other side of the world, that probably was pretty funny.
Oh, that's a riot.
Oh,
that's plum
man.
Funny right there.
Yeah. Yep.
Good time, jump. Next game.
But what's interesting though is when you defeat the Dark Overlord and you kill him off, he's like, ha ha ha! You might have defeated me, but I've taught my secrets to other evil.
I thought the time whore was going to be selling him time too.
Hey,
playing both
you
ends
never
against
know.
The middle. She's like an arms dealer.
Yeah.
But then you have to go to other, like, countries and stuff, and there's, like, like different like evil beings, like a dragon.
There's
or
always
a
fucking dragon.
Yeah, there's like a dragon, and there's like a like some kind of giant monster looking dude.
Monster dude.
And they all talk about this old evil man who taught them this spell to destroy the world
elder.
In 30 seconds. And and what's cool about it is that every time you defeat a stage and you defeat an evil lord, it actually has in credit sequence, like it's the end of the game. And then when you begin the next stage, it actually shows the title screen and a Roman numeral increase, like a Roman numeral 2 or a Roman numeral 3.
Huh.
So it's like literally you're playing all the sequels.
Wow.
Like each stage is a sequel.
Huh.
And it has like a little, very, very small like story explanation. That
previously
leads
on Half Minute Hero.
Yeah. So it's a really awesome game.
Previously on Half Minute Hero, shit happened.
Yeah. It's a really cool game, and the artwork is very, very homage to Dragon Warrior and the very, very first Final Fantasy games.
Final Fantasy.
A lot of the characters are very, very pixelated. They're sprites. They're purposefully, I guess you could say that the graphics are, for the characters, anyway, are purposefully terrible because they look like they're from the mid-80s. However, the rest of the graphics, the environmental graphics and the battle graphics look really nice. And it's got awesome kick-butt music that remind me of early 90s video games.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's for the PSP. Okay.
Damn, man.
Yeah. PS3 played a little bit more of the original Uncharted. Beautiful game.
Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
What part are you at in that now?
I'm like 3 hours into the fortress level.
Wow.
You know that fortress?
Yeah.
Where you go to that fortress, and you climb the fortress walls, and then you go into the fortress, and then you kill all the enemies in the fortress. And then on your way out of the fortress, you kill a bunch of more enemies on your way out.
Right.
And then you have to go back into the fortress again to turn a knob. And you have to kill a whole bunch of enemies to go back into the fortress again. And then I think I'm going back out of the fortress again.
Gotcha.
And I'm killing a bunch of other guys. So basically, I spent the last, like, 3 hours in one place.
Yeah.
Going back and forth, killing a whole bunch of people.
I will say that as much as I loved the first Uncharted, the second one does enemy pacing so much better than the first one did.
I'm glad to hear that.
At least up to this point.
Yeah.
Like, there's not, it's not like the first Uncharted where you just keep, where, like you said, you feel like you do one thing, you kill a whole bunch of enemies, you do something else, you kill a whole bunch of enemies, you do something else, you kill a whole bunch of enemies. Like, it does the pacing much, much better, I think, than the first one did.
Yeah, and I can't wait until I can actually don't have to use the six axis to throw grenades. Yeah.
You don't have to do that in the second game.
Yeah, no. I'm looking forward to just using buttons.
In fact, I don't think there was any six axis.
No.
That's awesome.
I don't know. The six axis might still work for balancing when you walk across stuff, but I don't know. I haven't tried it.
Hmm.
I didn't either. I just used the analog stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, the only other game I played was Demon's Souls, which, by the way, did you hear about what they did for Halloween?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah,
was
I heard they made everything dark, mm-hmm. like dark, made every level skew to the dark instead of the light.
Yes.
And so all the enemies were a lot harder.
Mm-hmm. I took advantage of that for about an hour.
To get your ass whipped?
No, actually, the enemies were slightly, I was in the area that I was leveling up quite a bit, which is this area where you fight a bunch of slimes.
Right.
And I am so proficient at taking them out that, and my weapon is so overly powerful because of my grinding of, you know, killing enemies and leveling up my weapon, that even though their defenses were improved, my weapon still took them out in one hit.
Oh, wow.
And so, in other words, it basically felt the exact same way.
But you got a lot more souls for
it. I got more souls out of each enemy kill. So I took advantage of that. I'm like, I wish I had more time to play that game on Halloween. And also fought a couple soldiers. The soldiers were also slightly, their defenses were slightly higher, I noticed. And but the thing is, though, I'm still playing toward the beginning of the game, and I'm like really powerful now. At least I think I am. And they didn't give me any trouble.
Gotcha.
So I wish I had more time to play it on Halloween, so I could have took advantage of the increased souls, so I could level up some more. But yeah, that was a fun game. And that concludes this past week's Fondling. Future Fondling, I'm going to be playing Kinka Boncho Badass Rumble. I got a review coming out the pipeline for that game.
Out the pipeline.
And ZT bestowed upon me another game that I never even really heard of before. I'm assuming it's part of the Aterior Iris series. It's called Aterior Annie, Alchemist of Sarah Island.
It'll come out tomorrow.
It looks pretty cool. It's got that Japanese JRPG anime look, and you experiment with alchemy.
Yeah, that's what the Atelier series was about, alchemy and potions.
And I've never even played an Atelier game, so this ought to be pretty interesting, yeah. So, more of that, more Uncharted. Hopefully I'll be able to beat Uncharted this week, so I can partake of the glory of Uncharted 2, which I own, and I have not played yet, except the multiplayer, which I like the multiplayer. And, of course, more Demon's Souls.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Yep.
All right. See how fast I can get through all this shit.
Let's see how fast you can get through
I'll start on the PSP, as I got to play a game that everybody was interested in. I totally forgot it was coming out with Little Big Planet.
Oh, yeah.
Sony sent me a review copy. Not allowed to review it till the 17th. But
Embargo.
I am under embargo. But I played it, and it's...
Are you allowed to talk about it?
A little bit. Not too much. Okay. But the it's very Little Big Planet.
Nice.
It's a pint-sized little... And it looks really good, considering it's on the PSP.
Cool.
I'm having quite a bit of fun with it. There's 7 new areas of levels, and they're all themed differently, and it even has the announcer guy overdubbing the narrative and telling you how to play the game and all that stuff, and it's basically just more Little Big Planet.
Cool.
I haven't tried to connect it with the PS3 version yet, so I don't know how all that works, so
yeah.
I'll have to play that a little bit more, but...
Pretty interesting.
Very impressive. If you like Little Big Planet and you're looking for more, this is definitely very cool. Plays good. Looks good. So
Plays good.
On the PS3, I played quite a bit this week. I got my Demon Souls on.
I noticed that. I saw you online.
Yes, and I completed the first level.
Really?
Nice.
The Boltarian Palace.
Yeah.
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 So you beat the...
I beat the Phalanx boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Took a while.
Well, you didn't beat the... you just beat the first boss.
Yes,
there's still a ways to go.
Well, yeah, there's a lot more level to that palette, but
right.
Now I can level.
Right.
Now you can level up.
I can level up, which you level up with souls, but you also use souls to buy weapons.
Mm. Right.
And upgrade. So I'm like trying to balance
portion out
what I do now, but the boss wasn't he wasn't terribly difficult.
How did you go about defeating him?
Well, I used my fire bombs at first, but I only had like 8.
Right.
Okay.
And that barely took out any of the slimes. Like, hardly any of them.
Right.
So then I had to run around the room and keep waiting on my wand, my magic to refill, so I could kill it with the wand.
Oh, okay.
And then eventually he didn't have enough of the slimes left, so I would just run up behind him and just jab him in the back like 6 times.
Yeah.
With my dagger.
So you're playing as the royal?
Yeah, I'm playing as the royal.
Okay.
I went up and looked at all the Hall of Heroes or whatever.
Isn't that awesome?
That thing is ridiculous. Like the leaderboard. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's one guy that had like 117 hours and He has, like, a ridiculous amount of souls.
Yeah. That is awesome where you can travel up to the very top of the Nexus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went out into the second level and where the dragon's flying across the bridge.
Right.
And I thought I was safe, so I started running across. And,
and then he comes back.
He just comes right through and just kills me.
Yeah. The thing is, though, you can kill that red dragon very, very easily.
I saw where they were sleeping. I saw where the one was sleeping and the other one was sitting on the tower. If you go out the side of the castle.
Yeah,
yeah, I saw him. I picked up the spear, but it didn't do me any good because I can't carry it and a shield. So I opted to just store it.
Oh, okay. So I take it your strength isn't...
No, it's not very high.
Okay.
She had to carry it with two hands. So I opted to stick with the shield because I needed it more than I needed the weapon power. So, but the reason I couldn't get through the first palace is I didn't know that I had stood no chance against the Red-Eye Knight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I kept trying to fight him, and he just kept whooping my ass.
I'll put it to you this way. I can barely take out the Red-Eyed Knight myself,
that even
now.
That dude is ridiculous. Yeah. I managed to get him halfway down before he killed me, but
yeah,
that's too much.
Well, the thing is, even when you get close to killing him... Most of the time, he'll take a healing item and replenish his health.
Yeah. I was trying to kill him, and eventually I just stopped. So, did you find the hidden crossbow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You walk off
the ledge, back, yeah. But, yeah, that first level was huge, and, like, the whole time I'm playing, I'm, like, freaking out that I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Because I was so close to the end.
That game is more terrifying than any survival horror game I've ever played in my entire life. You literally walk around the entire time scared to death that you're going to die.
Yeah. I almost died.
You walk in a dark hallway, it's instantly, like, shield up, walk slowly forward. What the fuck is going to jump out at me?
I tell you what's pretty scary is when you're fighting dogs.
Yeah, those things jump at you and fucking... take your ass out quick.
And what's even worse is that a lot of the times that you face dogs, it's in dark, shadowy hallways.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can't really see them that well. And
right.
You see something moving, but you don't know what the heck it is. All of a sudden, a freaking dog just jumps out and starts gnawing on you.
Yeah. It's going to take me a long time to actually play a lot of this game.
Yeah.
It takes so much patience and time to play.
Yeah, you have to have a lot of patience.
So, but I played that. I'm going to probably... I want to keep playing it, but I got too much other crap that I have to play.
Right.
So it's going to have to sit back for a little while. But I just wanted to feel accomplished to earn that trophy and get past that first level.
Yeah.
Because I feel like so good now that I can actually just go level and play and grind. And
yeah, you should increase your strength so that you can hold the spear. Because the spear is my favorite weapon so far.
Yeah, the sword that I have sucks. It's a rapier.
Mm. Yeah.
So I use my wand most of the time. Because it does a lot more damage than the rapier.
You can stand back quite a bit.
Yeah, I can hit them from a distance, which is nice.
And run backwards while you're still firing at them.
Yeah, except that you have to stop to cast it.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
On the PS3, I actually picked up a PSN card, and I bought Trine because I have been dying to play this game.
So did you have to buy two cards?
No, I put my I took DJ.
Hero.
His advice to put it on Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Work like a charm. Try and cost me $19.99. I have a penny left.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, it actually worked.
That's good advice.
So, yeah, I picked up Trine, and I have to say that if Trials were an RPG or an action RPG.
Really? You're going to compare it to Trials?
It's all physics-based. Everything is all physics-based, so, like, every puzzle, like, as the wizard, you got the three characters you can switch between. The knight's basically your action guy. You kill people with him. He has the most health. The wizard actually can draw boxes with the right analog stick, and you can create these little boxes that use physics to actually climb up and do puzzles. And then the thief can open treasure chests, and she has a bow and arrow, and she has a grappling hook. So you can swing around different parts of the levels, and when you combine all three of them together, the puzzles are just... It's phenomenal.
Huh.
I can't recommend this game enough. It's really fun. I really, really like this game.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that because I was kind of on the fence about it.
It's one of the best downloadable games I've played this year. It's up there with the other stuff, like Wipeout and
Shadow Complex. Really? It's up there with there?
Yeah, wow. I mean, it's really, really fun. I can't wait to play. And it's huge, too. Like, it's got more trophies than any game I've seen on PSN download.
Wow.
So, but, yeah, I'm really excited. I loved playing it. So, I'm really excited to get back in and play it some more. I think that's all on PS3. I got the God of War demo code, but I don't think it works yet. I'll try it after the show. Didn't play anything on my Wii. I have to play some stuff this week, but I just... New Super Mario Brothers comes out this week.
Yeah.
I think I'll pick that up.
I got really? For retail?
Yeah. Comes out this week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This kind of just creeped up on me.
If you want any other Wii games, we all know that Toys R Us had to buy two, get one. Last week, Best Buy had to buy two, get one.
Uh-huh.
Now this week, Target has buy two, get one.
Only on Wii
Only
games.
On Wii.
Ah.
So if you know something else that you want, pick up New Super Mario Brothers, that, and then get a free game.
Metroid Prime Trilogy.
And then get a free game.
There you go.
Sweet.
Yeah, I actually took advantage of the buy two, get one free. Oh, there was another PS3 game. I played Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, yeah.
Because I picked that up. Crack in Time.
And what do you think?
It's fucking phenomenal.
Really?
I the last two games didn't do anything for me. I don't know why. The Quest for Booty and whatever the future Tools of Destruction.
Yeah.
I just really didn't get into them. But this one, I started playing it, and I'm just like, God, this is phenomenal. The writing is brilliant. Every time you get a new weapon, it does like a cartoon that shows you what the weapon does.
Nice.
And it looks like Ren and Stimpy.
Nice.
And it's just, it's gorgeous. Like, the first level you play on is called the Clock or whatever, the Almighty Clock. It's like the clock in the center of the universe. And the level is just phenomenal. I started playing it, and I just got addicted to it.
Is there a like a time manipulation?
Yeah, that's with Clank. Eventually you'll get that. Right now you have to rescue Clank.
Oh, okay.
So you're running around as Ratchet trying to get to him, and eventually you'll rescue him. You're running around with Captain Quark. I mean, the dialogue is hilarious. It plays fantastic. It looks phenomenal. I mean, this is the best action platformer I've played in ages. I mean, it's just... Oh. Another game that I don't have to review that I'm just going to have to wait and play as I can, but just phenomenal. I mean, PlayStation 3 has been the king right now as far as exclusives go.
Oh, yeah, easily.
I mean, man. Between Ratchet and
Uncharted 2 and Demon's Souls,
I mean, those three games in and of themselves have just, like, had my PS3 powered on almost as much as my 360. So it's just... But I actually did take advantage of the buy two, get one free at Best Buy this week, and Ratchet was one of the ones I picked up. And the other one I picked up was Forza. And this was the funniest thing, was Forza and Ratchet were totally like two games that I'm like, they're probably good, but I'm just not all that interested.
Yeah.
Those were two of the games that I thought were the most impressive that I played this week. Because Forza 3, I don't give a shit how many fanboys want to roll over and try to find things wrong with it, try to say it's inferior. That game is phenomenal. The presentation is top tier. The graphics are gorgeous. The game plays phenomenally. The online options are fantastic because I love the new auction house. It's so integrated. You can upload photos, videos, paint jobs, skin sets, cars. You can sell all that crap online. And searching through it is just great. And there's already some really awesome designs. There's a car design of the Joker holding the card. I mean, there's so much cool shit on there already.
So, do you think it might be Racer of the Year?
Depends on what you're into. It's still very simulation. But I love the fact that it lets you tweak it like... there was another game that just did that recently. Need for Speed.
Shift.
Where you tweak it to play how you want it to play. So if you don't want to worry about having to do the right braking around corners, you can turn that on so that you're not always flying off the track. Or, you know, you can play it as an arcade racer if you want. It's still not nearly as fast, and the tracks aren't nearly as interesting as, say, like a Dirt or a Motorstorm. You know, it's not that kind of arcadey, but it's still very easy to play. And you're not started off with shitty cars. Like, I've only played through the first week, and I already have a really cool car. So, but the presentation just blows my mind, and the sheer amount of content you get with that game is insane. Not only do you get the second disc, which has the other tracks and stuff from Forza 2, but you also get a downloadable code that gives you a bunch of tracks from Forza 1.
Wow.
So there is, like, well over 100 tracks
Holy
in
cow.
The game. I mean, and there is a ton of stuff. It's the first game that ever did this, and I thought it was very weird. Like, you get the game, it's two discs. You put the first game in, you start playing it, and then there's an option to install the rest of the game. And it takes, like, 2.3 gigs, and you put the second disc in, you install it, and it adds all this extra content.
Huh.
So, it's kind of weird that you have to install it.
Yeah, that is a little weird.
Yeah, it was the first time I'd ever seen a game like that, but...
Well, first time for everything.
Because they didn't have enough room on the DVD to fit
it all
in.
Yeah, DVD's finally...
showing its age.
Filling up. But if you've ever liked Forza, if you ever liked simulation racing games, I highly recommend you pick it up. It is really, really... And it surprised me more than anything because I actually had a lot of fun playing it, which I really didn't have a lot of fun playing the second one. So I don't know. It is really fun. The other game I picked up at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free, and Best Buy's was fucked up. Because I went there and I bought it, and, you know, it's usually the two more expensive
right.
ones, and you get the third one free, which is the cheaper one. No, Forza was free. And I've also bought the Star Wars, Clone Wars, Republic, Soldier, whatever
yeah.
game. It was $49.99. I had to pay for that one, but I got Forza for free.
Wow, that's
so
weird.
So it kind of rang up weird, but, you know, for a free game, it's not bad. I just didn't have anything else to buy.
Right.
But I actually am enjoying it. The achievements are really easy, and it's Star Wars.
Right.
So I'm always going to be a sucker for Star Wars. So it's not the greatest game. I definitely wouldn't recommend buying it unless you get it for free or like $20 or $30. But it's not bad. The one game that I was super excited about and turned into another Mad Hazard.
Oh, it's
Fairy Tail Fights.
Oh, no.
Love the premise. Love the visuals. Love what it does. Love the fact that there's blood everywhere and you can skate through it. Like, your character can skate through the blood after you kill a bunch of people. Love all that. Other than that, it's just a right stick analog hack and slash that's really fucking monotonous.
Really?
Really
wow.
boring, really monotonous, and it really drags. Once I got to the first boss fight, that was neat. It was a giant beaver that was trying to eat the raft that I was on, and it kept getting its teeth stuck in the raft, and I'd have to go over and whoop its ass.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool, but the regular levels themselves is just same enemy
boring.
After same enemy after. And the thing is, there's like 6 billion weapons.
Oh, yeah.
So you're picking up a new weapon every 5 feet. And if you don't turn it off, it does that slow motion, like where it shows you what you did to the enemy when you killed them, and it takes up like half the screen. I had to turn that off. Because, like, every time I killed an enemy with a weapon, it would show a close-up of me slicing them in half or something. And it was while the game was still playing. So it would cover half the screen. I couldn't see the enemies on the other side. And half the time, you can't even tell what the hell's going on anyway.
Wow, that sounds really annoying.
It was. I really thought I was going to like it more than I did, but I really didn't. So, unfortunately, it's kind of disappointing. I would not recommend $60 for this game. If it was a downloadable game for $20, maybe... But $60 is just too much for this game. Disappointing. I played Inferno Pool, which I'm still not fully understanding.
What the hell is Inferno Pool?
It was a downloadable game. They sent me a review code for it. And basically it was like it just threw a bunch of balls on the table. And every time I'd make one, like it would add time to the counter. And then it would shoot the ball back out of the hole. And eventually the table would just keep filling up with more and more balls. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Why are there so many balls?
But it was just weird. I don't fully understand the premise. I guess I need to go through the tutorial, but...
Probably not a bad idea.
I just thought it would be pool.
Right.
And I started making shots, and then they would just keep coming back. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? What the hell is he doing?
Jason is laying down.
Hey!
On the floor. Wow.
The other game I got for review this week, which I'm actually really, really fucking enjoying, is The Ballad of Gay Tony.
Oh, really?
For Grand Theft Auto. And Jason, you need to see some of the television programming. There,
really?
You know how the television programming
right.
in GTA. Well, they added yeah. all new television programming for Ballad of Gay Tony. There is an anime.
There's an anime in it?
An actual anime-like episode.
Wow.
And it is fucking hilarious. It's like Cutie Honey. Where you got this girl running around, she's like bouncing all over the place, and apparently she's like a sex object, but they mention it in the show. And her catchphrase in the show is, I'm too horny to fight. You need to see this, because I think my favorite part of it was the blind samurai, and she was making fun of him because his outfit looked stupid. And he's like, shut up, this is easy to make into a plastic doll. You need to see this show because I was laughing so hard. It's so offensive and so dirty and so fucking dead on anime. At the beginning of the episode, she's laying in the bed talking to a tentacle monster about how he can't get it up. He's like, oh, baby, please don't blog about this.
Jeez.
That's hilarious.
It is fucking hilarious.
So what's the premise of the Ballad of Gay Tony?
You basically play a bodyguard for this nightclub owner who kind of runs a lot of the night scene. And I love it so far because the missions have actually been really good. Like, the first mission, I had to go to a golf course, and this guy was trying to get some money out of somebody, and I had to hit him with golf balls from a distance while he was strapped to a golf cart.
Nice.
Which was just hilarious.
Hmm.
The game looks great, it plays great, and it's like Metal Gear quality, or not quality, but Metal Gear quantity cutscenes.
Oh, really?
I mean, it is insane how many cutscenes there are, but they're actually really good.
Oh,
like,
really?
You're interested in what's going on. And one of the best things is the beginning of the game, it does the whole intro where it's showing you everything, and he's walking through the city, and he walks across a crosswalk, and Nico pulls up.
Oh, nice.
At the stoplight, and he's wearing a suit, and he's sitting in the car, and he just kind of looks at him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they have, they intertwine it with the rest of the story.
So, thing is, about a year ago, I actually sold, no, it was less than a year ago, I actually sold Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah, but you can buy the episodes from Liberty City, which is what they sent me.
And you don't have to have Grand Theft Auto 4 to play it.
Nope.
But there is one lingering question I have. Would you say that the episodes of Liberty City are actually better than actual Grand Theft Auto 4 itself?
I have not played Lost in the Damned. It is on the disc, and I haven't played it yet. But as far as Ballad of Gay Tony, I am enjoying it more than I did GTA 4 as far as the actual missions, the way they work. Because GTA 4, a lot of the missions got into that go kill a guy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, they're not. It's very, like, story-driven. More so than GTA 4. GTA 4 was the most story-driven GTA there was, but these are even more so. Like, you get into the characters, and it's just, I don't know what it is about it, but it's really good. The only thing that was funny was a guy mentioned this to me on this on Twitter. It is really hard to get back into controlling GTA 4 after you've played Uncharted.
Oh, yeah.
Because he moves so slow, and he's
sluggish.
Not as agile and things like that. Like, it takes a little while to get back into it, but once you do, it is really good. But yeah, I would say so far, Ballad of Gay Tony, I've enjoyed more than I did the actual Grand Theft Auto 4, and it just shows how much better they get over time. But yeah, if you don't have it anymore, you can buy that double pack. It's $40, and you don't even need GTA 4.
Sweet.
And I did have to install it, though, because when I was playing it off the disc, it sounded like my Xbox was choking to death. It's the worst it sounded since I'd played anything.
That's funny.
So I was like, I just need to install this because otherwise my Xbox is probably going to explode.
Your Xbox explode.
The other big new game I played this week, DJ Hero. I have to say that I got kind of addicted to the way it plays. I hate the music. Most of the music is absolutely terrible. I mean, when you hear Beck's Loser mixed with Eminem's My Name Is.
Yeah, that does not sound like
some is better. Some of them are better than others. Some of them just sound like noise. They really do. But I love how much there is to do outside of just pressing buttons.
Yeah,
because you got the three buttons, you press them. Then sometimes you have to hold them down and scratch. You have the little crossfader that goes back and forth, and you have to move that while you're scratching at the same time as trying to figure out what buttons to hit. It seems like it's overly complicated, but once you get into it, it's almost like you're, I don't know, almost like you're constructing something as you play, because you're like, you know, moving your hands constantly trying to do stuff, and you can actually spin the record backwards so that you can rewind the song and get more points. I love what it does. I just really don't like the music, but that's a personal taste.
Right.
A lot of people, anybody who's probably into DJing is going to love the music, so that's, you know, that's all for you. But the actual mechanics of the game are phenomenal. It's really well done. The controller feels good. It's very solid. And it, once you get the hang of it, I'm only playing on medium right now. I need to bump it up to hard. The cool thing is that you can't fail. So there's no worry of failing any song. You can play whatever difficulty you want to try to get better. And the guitar versus DJ mode is weird because it's almost like the guitar parts are really hard and it's almost like you can't hear them.
No,
because
really,
the music's not separated.
Right.
So, but yeah, it's definitely an acquired taste, but if you're into DJing, I definitely think you should check it out. If you're not into that music, you're probably not going to like it as much, but the concept and the execution is phenomenal. It's just going to be a matter of whether or not you like the music.
Right.
So, you got to give them credit for doing it right. You just got to have to wonder what the appeal is going to be.
Yeah.
And not to mention that I think it's $20 overpriced. It should have been $99.99.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's $120. So, I played Borderlands, which we talked about. We did some Rock Band last night, normal stuff. The last big game that I played was Tekken 6.
And how is it?
Well, it's Tekken.
It's Tekken.
I mean, it really is. The new scenario, like, action game mode.
Not good.
Not very good.
I could have already told you that.
I did get online and play a couple matches. The first match I played was lag-free. Dude whooped the shit out of me. I got owned big time because Killer Wolverine told me to pick Bob. And I'd never picked Bob, the big fat guy.
Yeah.
Bob.
I totally hadn't played as him, so I got my ass whooped. The second match, I was kicking the dude's ass, but it was lagging like a motherfucker. I mean, it was in slow motion. It was going so slow.
Hmm.
I whooped his ass the first two rounds, and then he came back and beat me the third round and then disconnected.
Nice.
I'm like, great. Awesome. So Tekken hasn't changed people's way of playing online. If you lose, you quit.
Yeah.
Bullshit. But yeah, the second match was really laggy, and it didn't even record it. So, I have one loss, no wins.
Nice.
The actual arcade mode is useless. Doesn't unlock anything, doesn't do anything. There's no endings in the arcade mode, so yeah, that's a waste of time.
Huh.
You have to unlock the endings by going into scenario mode, playing through it, unlocking the characters, and then taking the character to the arena mode.
Wow.
Which, after 2 hours of playtime, I've unlocked 2 characters out of 50.
Wow.
So yeah, it would take forever to get all the endings. It's a big game.
Well, that's their way of doing the whole replay value thing.
Oh, there's a ton there. And the amount of characters is ridiculous. I mean, it is seriously ridiculous. There is like 50 characters. And graphically, I got to say, I'm disappointed.
Really?
Like the levels where you're fighting in water.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't even look as good as DOA. Which was released, what, 3 years ago?
No.
The water looks terrible. Some of the stuff looks good. Like some of the character models look good. But some of those backgrounds are just disappointing. It's like, I don't know. I think it doesn't look much better than Tekken 5, Dark Resurrection.
It's like Welcome Back 2004 or something.
I don't understand how Namco just keeps making Tekken and it never feels that different, yet Soul Calibur is so fucking good.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Soul Calibur, that's pretty much turned into their flagship fighter.
I just don't understand how that can be so advanced every game. And then Tekken just feels like a little step.
Yeah.
Just add more characters, some new stages, and...
Like
Yeah.
Like each new Tekken game is like a half skip better than the last one.
And I haven't heard anybody talk about how the mechanics have changed. All the mechanics are still the same. I'm not like a deep Tekken player. I don't understand all of how it works, but it's still the 4 buttons. Still the same parries, you know, sidestepping... Things like that. I mean, as far as I can tell, there's nothing different. So, I guess if you're a huge Tekken fan,
I guess,
pick it up. It's the first Xbox version that has online. You know, PS3 owners had Dark Resurrection. It was a lot cheaper. So you may want to stick with that unless you really want to play scenario mode and have some CGI endings and some more characters. The new characters so far I played as Bob, who is actually surprisingly good. I just need to play with him outside of the actual online where I'm getting my ass whooped. And... The Zerafina or some...
I don't know.
The Middle Eastern girl. I'm sure you've seen the new characters.
I have not.
I don't know.
She has like a really cool animation when she's idle. But her moves are really weird. Like she does one move where she holds her leg up like she's in like on one leg sideways. It's really weird. But the new characters aren't bad. The robot chick is kind of awesome. I think she's been in the game before, where she turns her hands into chainsaws and she can take her head off and throw it at you.
Huh. I haven't seen her.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. But yeah, I happened to play through the scenario mode to actually unlock characters to get endings, because the endings were always what Tekken was about to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I love watching those CGI endings.
Right.
Endings are awesome.
And one last thing I have to bitch about, because it's a fighting game and I have to do this every time. Why the fuck do you got to put some retarded giant boss that you can't beat?
Yeah.
And he's twice as big as the screen, and he's cheap as fuck.
Yeah.
That's Tekken.
I hate that. And it's impossible. There's only 4 fights in arena mode to unlock the ending. Took me 25 minutes, and then I had to give the controller to Killer Wolverine to beat the damn thing. Because it just doesn't let you win.
Well, you have to fight, like, a dragon or something?
It's a big, like, it has something to do with, like, Egyptian something. Because it's, like, a big, it's got wings and shit. It's called Azazel or some shit like that. It looks like a pharaoh in the face or something. It's just... It's giant. It's a pain in my ass. It won't let you hit it. You get close to it, it knocks you away. You try to hit it, it blocks.
Wow.
Amazingly, it can pull a move off while it's blocking. It's awesome. I don't know how that works, but whatever. I got to bitch about that every time. Why the fuck did they even put that in there?
I don't know.
Play it on anything more than medium and you just cry. Stupid, cheap-ass final fight bosses. Fucking stupid.
But then again...
Stop it. That's all I say. Stop it.
Stop it.
Then
stop
again,
whining.
Last couple Dead or Alive games fell into that as well.
Yeah, for sure.
I was pissed off at those, too.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. I don't need these fucking stupid bosses that are unbeatable unless you're...
Yeah,
like,
it's like you fight a bunch of, fight a bunch of people... And then, it's the last fight. You get to fight a freaking dragon.
Which was, what bothered me was, like, you fight Jin, the King of the Iron Fist, and it's a really cool, like, little intro. He's sitting on a throne, and he gets up, and he starts fighting you. And, I mean, it's a good fight. It's a challenging fight.
Yeah.
And then you think that's the end. And, you got to fight this giant Egyptian god that's going to whoop your ass in 2 seconds.
Yeah, the last fight before then should have been the last fight.
Yeah, that should have been the end of it. But no.
That's just like Street Fighter 4. I always thought in Street Fighter 4 that the rival fight should have been the final boss. And then they should have just done away with Seth.
But at least Seth isn't a stinking giant dragon or a monster. At least he's like, humanoid in silhouette.
I just don't understand why the people keep making fighting games with ridiculous giant end bosses that are, like, so cheap that that's just pisses me off.
Yeah.
Final bosses with wings should go.
Exactly.
If they're twice as big as you, they shouldn't be in the game.
Yeah.
Period.
Unless it's Zangief.
Devil Jin's got wings.
So does Tampax.
Wow. I'm just saying, you said Jin was cool, but Devil Jin's got wings.
He's not
huge,
boss.
But he's got wings.
Yeah, well, it's different.
Red Bull.
No, that gives you wings. It doesn't actually have wings itself. Oh. It gives them to you.
It also has bull piss in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
And the only other thing I played some more Saw, which I'm still really enjoying. It's a fun game. It's a good game to play on Halloween.
Hmm.
But yeah, that wraps up my monster fondling.
That your monster fondling. Your fondling was longer than Gambus Khan's fondling
it
this
really
week.
Was.
I know.
Yes.
Like
after you complained about the fact that your fondling is always shorter than Gambus Khan's, yours was much longer than his.
I had
week.
A lot of games to talk about. A lot of big games to talk about.
Well,
I wasn't playing old ass games.
Your mom's a big game.
She was. She's a big game hunter. This week, everything I'm still playing, a couple review games, but most importantly, Dragon Age.
Yes, that's definitely most important.
Yeah, I had it in my hands on Friday and could not sneak out the door with it, unfortunately, so I have to wait till tomorrow.
All right,
now that we got some fondling out the way, we're going to do some new releases, and we'll do some news, and if we got time, we'll do questions, and we'll do Twitter, and then we'll go...
Eat?
Cartwheel. Shut up.
You shut up.
Motherfucking hungry ass motherfucker.
He's Italian. What do you expect? Surprised he doesn't weigh 250 pounds.
After what I ate this weekend.
Slick back his hair.
Yeah. Motherfucker ate 4 hamburgers.
4 hamburgers?
And 2 pumpkin pies.
2 whole pumpkin pies or 2 slices of pumpkin pie?
No, the McDonald's.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh. We went to McDonald's. Motherfucker got 4 hamburgers.
4 regular hamburgers?
Yeah. 2 pumpkin pies and a large fry.
Mm.
And then ate it all. And then last night he had a whole order of pepper steak from the Royal Walk and 2 hamburgers.
You are a fat bitch.
I am a fat bitch.
I'm sitting over there going, I'm so full after 2 cheeseburgers.
You better not gain too much weight. You'd be waddling around on those little popsicle sticks you got for feet. You're going to be too top heavy and you'll fall over.
I get enough exercise from your mom. I'll be
okay. Oh, snap.
Congratulations. Snap.
Once again.
Your mama is in there.
Half-minute hero.
She don't right. play.
Let's see how many new releases.
Not to you.
Let's see how many new releases. Let's see how many new releases we got this week.
Fuck you. We're talking about something else.
Talking about your mama and shit. And we'll see what the ratio is of shit to good.
Oh, this is always fun.
It's a lot more shit than good.
It always is. First up, we have Rabbids Go Home, which came out yesterday.
How many fucking raving Rabbids games are they going to make?
Well, there's only three.
Hopefully, this is the last one because it says Go Home.
Go Home.
It's for Wii and DS. My Baby First Steps.
Wow.
There you go. Need for Speed Shift. Need for
Nitro.
Speed Nitro. I thought it was Shift Nitro, but it's just Nitro for DS and Wii. Style Savvy for the DS.
Wow.
That's awesome. Sushi Academy comes out this week.
Sushi Academy.
For the DS. A Christmas Carol for the DS. Academy of Champions Soccer for the Wii.
Wow.
Band Hero.
Band Hero.
Which comes out this week. For
too damn many hero games.
Everything.
Yeah.
DS, Wii, PSP. I'm sorry, PS3, 360. Lots of kits. Lots of shit. Cop the Recruit comes out for DS this week.
That game actually looks really good.
Yeah, this was one of the best things on the Nintendo press conference at E3. Dance Dance Revolution, Disney Grooves.
Wow.
And Hottest Party.
Can you guess what system those are for? Can you guess?
Guess the Wii. Dora the Explorer with Dora Puppy Time.
Can you guess what system that's for? Can
it's
you
not
guess?
The Wii.
It's not the Wii.
No, it's the DS.
Yes.
The Wii gets Dora the Explorer, Dora Saves the Crystal Kingdom.
Wow.
From Indiana Jones.
Perhaps
she teaches Indiana Jones how to speak Spanish.
Yeah, I was going to say she probably would do a better job than Indiana Jones.
Wow.
Shame on you.
I just had to throw that out there.
Dragon Age Origins obviously comes out this week. That's
Yay.
The big one.
Yay!
Yay! Dream Salon.
Wow. I thought that was supposed to come out last week. Didn't we talk about that last week?
Why are we still talking about it? I was going to move forward.
Why can't we just move past it?
Food Network, Cook or Be Cooked.
Can you guess what system that's for?
That's
hardcore right there.
Yeah.
Like, you better
cook or be cooked.
You better cook this right or you're going to be the next two.
Hooked Again. With
that definitely
Fishing
we
Rod.
Talked about last week.
Yeah. Imagine Babies Fashion.
What? Babies Fashion. Yeah. Babies with a Z Fashion.
Yep. That's for the DS.
Corrupting young babies' minds with fashion.
Jack and Daxter the Lost Frontier comes out for the PSP this week.
Think about the PSP games that we've talked about so far, and think about the DS games we've talked about so far.
Uh-huh.
And the DS sells 516 million copies every week, and the PSP languishes in third place, or in second place.
Exactly.
Jack and Daxter, The Lost Frontier for the PS2 all, as well, so if you don't have a PSP, you can still play it. Jonathan Cain, The Protector.
The fuck is that?
I don't know, but it's for the PC. It's got to be good.
Protector.
My Baby First Steps for the Wii. I know we've talked about Ni Hao Kai Lan.
Ni Hao Kai Lan?
New Year's Celebration. That's coming out this week, supposedly. Pro Evo Soccer 2010 for 360 and PS3.
Hmm.
Reader Rabbit Kindergarten for the DS. And Rock Band Lego. Lego Rock Band comes out this week for everything under the sun.
Yeah.
Except for the PS3. Oh, wait. No, there it is. Sorry. The PlayStation 3 250 gigger comes out this
250
week.
Gigger.
For $350. That's a sweet deal.
That is a sweet deal.
Star Wars Battlefront Elite Squadron for the DS and the PSP.
Neat.
Star Wars Ultimate Sith Edition, The Force Unleashed, which comes out this week, which has the sweetest fucking cover. It's metal.
Nice.
It's like the Metroid Prime trilogy collection. And it's a ripoff because they're going to make me pay $40 for DLC because I can't just download the Hoth expansion, fuckers. I already bought the rest. It's a great deal if you don't own it, but fuck you if you do. Ultimate Party Challenge Bundle.
Ultimate Party Challenge!
For the Wii. Wii Cheer 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Not like T-O-O.
Yeah, can you guess what system that's for? Wii Cheer.
Agatha Christie, The ABC Murders. This can't
The ABC Murders.
This can't be right.
Yeah.
That's old.
That's way old.
I don't think AC/DC Track Pack comes out this week for Rock Band. Apparently it comes out for everything this week.
Oh, maybe it's the disc version.
No, no, no. The disc version was exclusive to Walmart.
Oh.
That's what it is. So a year later, everybody else gets it. How exciting.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Giant waste. Team elimination games for the Wii.
Hmm.
Buck Fever.
I got Buck Fever.
I got Buck Fever.
Buck Fever.
Wow. Going out for the Wii.
I got Buck Fever.
You got that there, Buck Fever.
Really? I think that's an error.
I think that's an error, too.
Yeah, We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
What?
Comes out for the Wii.
What the hell is that?
It's We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
It's, That sounds lame.
Shaun White Snowboarding World Stage for the Wii.
Mm.
Dream Killer.
Now that's like it's Dream Killer. Yeah, now that sounds like a game.
That's Xbox 360.
Dream Killer. Yes.
That probably sucks.
Destroy your dreams.
NBA 2K10 for the Wii. Wedding Dash.
Wedding Dash.
Is that the game about that lady that ran away at the altar? Buzz Quiz World on the 10th with the bundle on the PS3. That's next week. I'm going too far ahead because we got Call of Duty in there.
You're too far ahead.
Did you see what didn't come out?
What?
You're wrong about New Mario Brothers. It's not until the 15th.
Oh. It was in the advertisement this week.
Mm. Lies! It's not until the 15th.
Lies!
Well, aren't you so fucking on top of it?
That's according to Gamefly.
We're going to move on to Killer Wolverine's Weekly. Oh, wait. We don't have that anymore.
We don't have Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt anymore.
Move on to My Fist in Your Fucking Face.
I'll put my fist in your mom.
Oh, what the fuck?
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents News for Fisting Your Mom.
Wow.
Brought to you by Get a Hold of Yourself. Brought to you by Halloween, the one day of the year where even the prepperiest kids turn into cosplaying geeks. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
I like how you're late on that. That was... Halloween's already over.
It was yesterday.
No, it was 2 days ago.
Fuck
Time
you.
For some sweet discounted candy.
Mmm.
Mm, yeah, discounted man. Candy is
Dude,
the bomb.
Selling all kinds of that shit.
I saw a really hot vampire chick.
Wow. We're talking about candy. He's talking about vampires.
In real life?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she was a real vampire?
I don't know, but she was...
Well,
she
here's how you can tell. Did she bite your neck?
No.
Until you died? Okay, then
Are
she's not a real vampire.
She bit something else.
No,
I'm willing to doubt that.
He probably let her. You can get the blood out of that. Be a lot mercy. There, right?
Wow, what is that I'm looking at on your screen there? That's let's go.
Awkward conversation.
I didn't know this was news, but apparently Nokia announced the official death of the N-Gage.
What?
What? Just now?
No more new games will be published. And
what?
Support for the platform
well,
will
not
end.
Like
How dare you?
4 years ago, it died.
Wait a minute.
How
a
dare
minute.
You pull support for my N-Gage?
Wait a minute. It's not going to die until September 2010.
It was dead when it first came.
It was dead.
Has it ever actually been alive?
It was dead on arrival.
Has there ever actually been a huge influx of N-Gage gamers?
I think there was about, like, maybe 10 people who were really into it.
Apparently, you can win a role in Red Dead Redemption with a mustache charity contest.
Hmm.
What?
I guess you're out of that, Killer Wolverine. You can't grow
Yeah,
one.
You can't grow Suck a mustache. It. You kind of got a mustache. It's just kind of patchy.
It's left over. Never mind. Oh.
Yeah, I knew what you were going for. I knew what you were going for.
Oh, man.
Basically, you have to grow a mustache.
It's a flavor saver.
It says if you already have one, you have to shave it and start anew.
That's disappointing.
There you go.
You should enter that, Jason.
You should, dude. You'd have, like, a curly mustache.
Well, you curly mustache.
Right here.
Apparently, obviously, the DSILL is coming out. They announced that this week. And apparently, Iwata says it's meant to be a spectator handheld.
Wow.
What?
Be all right then? Is it that exciting to you that you had to blow snot all over yourself? Nasty bastard.
My goodness.
I'm backing over here now. I'm not getting that shit on me.
I got some shrapnel.
Like friggin' Slimer coming through here.
I don't know where that came from. That was awesome.
Came from your nose. Judging by the looks of it, from way up deep in there.
Anyway.
That looked like the shit that turned the Ninja Turtles into Teenage Mutants.
Shame on you. Apparently Ubisoft has confirmed that Splinter Cell is remaining Xbox 360 exclusive for the time being.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. That's another time exclusive, I think.
What, Uncharted?
No. Uncharted?
That's what picture was on the screen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's for the patch in the Ultimate Weekend, which is already over. The God of War 3 Ultimate Edition has been announced.
Wow.
Pandora's Box will
that
be...
That looks fucking awesome.
$100.
Yes. Wow.
Really? That's it?
Yep.
It's only $40 more?
Yep.
What does it come with?
A
box? That big fucking box.
It comes with the Ark of the Covenant. You open it up and you die.
Comes with a vial or whatever that shit was that came out of Zero's nose.
Hey, if it turns me into a Ninja Turtle, I'm all there. It comes with an art book, obviously. A download voucher for Combat Arena. A skin called Dominus. A making of documentary. An album of heavy metal music inspired by the game. And the original soundtracks to the entire God of War trilogy.
Wow.
Huh. That's a lot of content for $100.
And it also comes in that sweet ass box.
And it comes in that sweet ass box.
Awesome box. Holy cow.
Is it a metal box?
Cardboard.
It's probably cardboard.
Yeah.
It's probably foam.
Plastic.
It probably falls apart when you open it up.
It is the Dave Grohl Rock Band Week, apparently. Because we have Foo Fighters and Nirvana. But it's an album by Nirvana that Dave Grohl wasn't in, so my just doesn't stand.
Nope.
Best of You by the Foo Fighters, The Pretender, Wheels, which is one of their new songs, and Word Forward, which is one of their new songs, which is awesome. And then About a Girl, Blue, and School by Nirvana, and Fake Friends by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Don't know how that got
who is not at all connected to Dave Grohl.
No. We talked about the Demon Souls weekend thing. That's over. Yeah. And apparently Guitar
wow,
Hero.
Wow, a Lenny Kravitz track pack.
For Guitar Hero 5.
And you wonder why I think Rock Band is better.
And then November 19th, they get Kiss track pack.
Ugh.
And then November 24th, Neversoft thanks the fans track pack.
By giving them a whole bunch of shitty songs by people I've never heard of.
And then Death Magnetic comes out for the Wii on November 24th. Apparently, the latest Ratchet & Clank game will be the last Insomniac game to run at 60 frames per second.
Okay, so does that mean that their next game is going to run at 120 frames per second?
No,
they're going back to 30.
Yeah, they've announced that
really?
From now on, instead of sacrificing graphical quality, quote-unquote, they're going to strive to run everything at 30 FPS and free up more space
That is bloody lame.
Bloody lame?
Yeah.
I mean, most of the time in games like that, you don't notice a difference between 60 and 30 anyway. So
The 60 gives it that extra oomph.
Do you have a 1080p TV?
No.
Then you wouldn't know.
But I've seen 1080p TVs.
Well, if you don't have one, what are you bitching about?
Well, maybe, I have seen the 1080p TV.
Yes.
What is that?
That's Team Fortress Halloween
stuff.
Yeah.
It looked like Manhunt 3. I got scared for a second.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, her poker face was played in Rock Band on South Park.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
I haven't seen that yet.
That is awesome.
Oh, Epic Mickey looks like it's going to be awesome.
Yes. Did you read the Game Informer?
I don't get Game Informer anymore.
Oh.
My subscription hadn't started back up yet.
The new look for it, I don't like it. The new look for Game Informer.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Yeah, the new Game Informer looks kind of lame.
I heard it looked kind of like a PC magazine.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I don't like the layout.
Apparently, Epic Mickey was conceived as a trilogy.
The thing is,
in
Epic Mickey, you can actually be mean. Yeah. You could be an evil Mickey. And his face is actually, like, really evil-looking, like, evil!
And here's another reason why I'm not excited about Epic Mickey.
Oh,
Epic Mickey won't support Wii Motion Plus, but It will support the vitality sensor.
Possibly the vitality sensor.
Yes.
Well, thing is, from the look of the game, I'm excited. I think it's going to be pretty
decent. I think it looks kind of cool. I think it's got an interesting concept.
Yes. I know I'll get flamed for this, but it's hard for me to get excited about Wii exclusive games anymore. Unless it's made by Nintendo. It just really is.
Well, there's a lot of good Wii games.
Most of them made by Nintendo.
Yeah, most of them.
Even some that weren't. Mad World wasn't.
Mad World kind of got stupid after a while.
It was still good, though.
It was good, but I'd have been pissed if I'd paid 50 for it. I just would have.
Hmm. Okami.
Shut up.
That was a PS. That was a PS2 game.
Yeah, that was a PS2 game.
Yeah, that was, but still.
That's like saying Metroid Prime.
Dead Space Extraction.
That was
Dead Space.
All 2.5 hours of it. Battlefield Bad Company 2 Limited Edition gets early multiplayer unlocks. Once again, Battlefield is giving perks to people who want to pay.
Yep. DICE is really capitalizing on a lot of the anger towards Modern Warfare 2 right now.
Did you read the big quote from the guy about PlayStation Home not a priority right now?
No, who said that?
Home director, Peter Schwartz.
That's nice. He's the director of Home, but it's not a big priority for him right now.
He corrected himself and said that that's not what he meant.
Oh.
Which it should have been.
When I said that Home wasn't a priority right now, what I really meant to say was that it wasn't a priority right now.
So what did he mean by that?
That's a good question.
Retraction?
Uh-huh. He meant.
He meant we know Home sucks.
What I really meant to say was basically revamp it. Xbox Live sucks my dick. That's what I really meant to say. I wasn't trying to comment on Home at all.
Yeah,
if I'm being honest,
he was probably just trying to save himself from being beheaded by a sword.
What I was really trying to say was, hey, look over there. It's Naughty Dog. And then he ran away.
Yeah. Oh, we're talking about Home. Oh.
Home. Home is where the heart is.
Yeah. Do you hear how nobody said anything after that?
I know.
That's basically exactly like being on Home.
It is.
except there would have to be somebody humping your leg right now and dancing around you with a bubble machine.
That would kind of work to what I said.
But it would only make sense if you were a girl.
Yeah. You'd have to be dressed like a girl
Or pretending to be a girl.
Yeah pretending.
The first DJ Hero DLC has been announced and it caused an uproar.
Why?
It's more expensive.
It's more expensive
it's
than...
Like $3 a song instead of two.
Wow.
Obviously because there's two songs in it.
Two songs per song.
I guess is the justification. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
That's lame.
Final Fantasy 13 release date may be revealed soon.
What is that thing?
It's a giant...
It's kind of cool looking.
RPG monster.
Whatever it is, it's kind of cool looking.
It's got Lee Press-On nails.
It does have some Lee Press-On nails.
Wow.
They don't chip.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Epic Mickey was originally slated for Xbox 360, PS3, and PC.
Yep. Mm. Not now.
Switch was made because Warren Spector wanted to focus on an inferior console. Oh, I'm so... God, I said that.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Snap.
I'm sorry. Apparently, the next Grand Theft Auto game is hinted at in the manual of...
It says Seagull.
Yeah.
It says the next stop is Seagull.
So,
maybe. Which a lot of people are thinking might be Seattle.
That'd be interesting.
Hmm.
SOCOM Fireteam Bravo 3 has been pushed back until January. The new update to the 360 added support for the new wireless adapter.
There's a new one?
Yeah.
What does it do?
Same thing the old one did?
It lets you connect to wireless networks, and it's still not built into the system like it should have been.
And it's still $100.
Yeah.
That is crap.
Left 4 Dead 2 may give Avatar awards. Hopefully they're free, unlike the price of the game, which should be DLC. Anyway.
Man, we're really bitter today. It seems like this podcast has taken a bitter turn today. With the exception of you spewing the mutagen out of your nose. The rest of it seemed a little...
The secret of the ooze.
Apparently AVP's dedicated server support is still to be determined.
Interesting.
We already talked about that. Apparently District 9, when it comes out on Blu-ray, will include the God of War 3 demo. And my question is, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What do they have to do with each other?
I don't really understand the connection between the two intellectual properties.
It's because Blu-ray is on Sony.
Yeah.
Bue. I love Bue.
I bet you do.
Is District 9 a Sony movie?
I don't think it is.
I honestly don't know. But I just was trying to figure out the connection between the two intellectual properties and could find none. So I assumed it must have been a Sony movie, but I honestly don't know.
I'm afraid for the next Metal Gear game after Kojima said he is praising fellow Love sim maker.
What?
His staff is apparently addicted to a game called Love Plus. It's a love sim.
Wow.
Maybe they'll incorporate...
They're going to have a love sim in the next Metal Gear Solid.
I was going to say next Zone of Enders.
Oh, wait. What does that say about 3D Dot Hero?
Japan reviews.
What'd it get?
I don't know. 30 points.
30 points out of 40?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty decent.
It's not bad.
Apparently, Jason hasn't reviewed the first one yet, but the Kinkabancho series is getting a fourth game.
Actually, it's the third game that I have.
And Miyamoto's disappointed. He wishes Star Fox was more popular.
Yeah, I wish Star Fox was more popular, too.
I bet Fox wishes he was more popular.
Yeah, I bet he does. Yeah. He probably sits and drinks by himself because nobody else will drink with him.
Yeah.
Falco comes by every now and then and punches him in the back of the head.
Ooh, rock me, Amadeus. Wrong Falco.
Yeah, wrong Falco.
Amadeus. Even though PlayStation Network announced Netflix, which is available to... they don't have gold and silver, do they?
Oh, no, they don't, because you don't actually have to pay for PSN. Because
that's stupid.
Dun, dun, dun,
Microsoft will not drop the gold requirement for Netflix, so you still have to have gold to use Netflix.
And pay the Netflix monthly fee.
And the $50 a year.
Does that say it is coming to North America? Would you quit skipping over the 3D Dot Game Hero stuff?
Nobody cares about that game.
I do.
The thing is, that game actually reminds me a lot of Half Minute Hero.
It says it's definitely coming to North America?
Definitely.
Woohoo!
According to Sony's Twitter feed.
Yes. It looks cool.
It does. I think it looks really neat.
Yeah, it does.
I bet you could do that on the Wii.
Probably.
Maybe.
I bet the Wii could handle it. I don't know. Those clouds look pretty good.
Yeah.
There are not enough turn-based games, Orson Scott Card says.
Well, Ryan Wombold says, you were involved in Advent Rising and it sucked.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Advent Rising was a great game.
Advent Rising was terrible.
That guy always scares me whenever I see a picture of him. Koji Igarashi?
Yeah.
The Castlevania guy?
He looks like he should work on Castlevania.
He looks like he should be in a gay cowboy movie.
He looks like he looks like he should be in Castlevania.
Yeah, actually. He looks like a character from Castlevania.
He looks like he could be a vampire hunter in real life.
He looks like he bought his cowboy hat at Kids R Us.
It is kind of
small.
One thing
is, you know, he is from Japan. I don't think we go in a Japanese cowboy store. I mean,
well, he's got a fucking cowboy hat on,
and he's got a whip.
Does he?
He has a whip.
Yes. How do you know? Have you been in his bedroom?
Wow. Brown chicken, brown cow.
That's just wrong, brother. That's wrong. The God of War collection, obviously, November 17th, and the trophies have been revealed.
Man, there's too many games coming out.
You ain't beat Uncharted. Shut up.
Yeah, no.
I think that's what he's saying.
Apparently, Ghostwire is coming to the DSi.
What is Ghostwire?
Well, it's an augmented reality game that lets you see ghosts in your surroundings on the DSi screen.
That's going to be awesome.
Did you see that South Park where they had the ghost hunters on there?
No.
Oh my god, I'm peeing my pants! You need to see that. That's funny shit.
Sweet.
Square Enix is talking about the pre-order bonuses. Yeah, okay, here we go. Retailer, I'm skipping that shit. Fuck you.
Crystal Bearers? Yeah.
Brutal Legends DLC is coming. Two new maps.
Which I still have not put that game into my system.
And a special axe that will be free on PlayStation 3 for 2 weeks, while Xbox 360 Ooh. Users have to pay $5.
Are you kidding me?
Ooh.
They're actively seeking out ways for 360 owners to pay more money.
Of course.
Killing me. Cracking me up.
And then, of course, the talk of Wii having Netflix next. Why not? It's everywhere else.
It's true.
Two new on-demand games, Dead Space and Dirt.
You know something? I think a lot of these DLC packs should come with free KY jelly so that you could lube yourself before they bend you over.
Can you download KY jelly?
You can.
I think they should ship it to you. That'd be nice of them.
They'll ship it somewhere.
Oh, Borderlands.
And we talked about the bugs in Borderlands, but they should have fixed that.
Yeah, I think most of it's pretty well fixed now.
Apparently there's going to be a The Who rock band. I really hope that Rock Band's going to get as much flack as Guitar Hero has for this.
Yeah.
First it was the Beatles, now it's the Who.
We
had the AC/DC track pack. There's talk of a Green Day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dude, if they do Green Day, the rock band, I'm going to be...
I'm going to boycott.
Did I just say the rock band?
Yeah,
like,
you
I'm
did.
My dad? If they do
the little rock band.
If they do a Green Day rock band, I'm going to be pissed because Green Day sucks.
I'm going to start a petition.
And
that nobody will sign.
Billy Joe from Green Day always sounds like he has a sinus infection.
Yeah, he does.
Nintendo announces Excitebike World Rally for WiiWare.
Should be pretty good.
It's Excitebike, dude.
And all those people that have been waiting, you know, 20 years for a new Excitebike.
There you go.
Okay, I'm going to make a joke here. But okay. DICE reassures fans that Battlefield won't go the way of Call of Duty. Do they mean it won't become as successful?
Oh, snap.
Oh!
What'd I do there?
Wow. Used to be more successful.
I think they're talking about the dedicated servers.
Yes.
We sound like a couple bitter old men.
This is like the bitter guys gaming podcast today.
It's fun, though, to do it that way.
Yeah, it is fun. Yeah.
Now I see why so many people online are so bitter all the time.
I know. It's so much more fun.
I can't believe that. That game sucks.
Everything sucks. You suck.
Yeah. Inferno Pool, which we talked about, and Rainbow Island. Dude, there's all kinds of jokes there. Rainbow Island came out on Xbox Live Arcade this week.
Wow.
So
that looks like the best game I've never played.
I bet you think it's a good game.
Yes. I love Rainbow
Go
Island.
Go ahead, somebody make a joke. I dare you.
Nope.
Fable 2 Pub Games was half price last week, so fuck that.
Yeah.
Fat Princess patch is incoming, includes a free map, and does anybody even remember this game?
I paid for it.
I know you did.
And I played it like... twice.
Fat Princess patch incoming to make the game slightly less unplayable.
And it's going to add a new map called the New Pork City. I think that level's in Rainbow Islands.
It's going to add a map called Maybe You'll Actually Finish a Game This Time.
Yeah.
Zombie Ate My Neighbor's Monkey Island also hit WiiWare this week. So
that's the thing about the
Zombies Ate My Neighbor's was awesome.
That's the thing about the Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, they can just keep recycling old good games. Instead of making new good ones. Wait, that's the Nintendo way.
Wow.
DJ Hero.
Again, Jason has no words.
He has no words.
This is bitter. This is bitter cast.
Bitter.
Apparently, analysts' predictions of DJ Hero sales, they cut them in half, so now it's going to sell 4.
Wow.
Nothing.
Modern Warfare maybe features a third-person mode.
Yeah, that video was removed, as you can see.
Yeah.
Because Infinity
not,
Ward.
Not
like,
Treyarch.
I was going to punch you in the dick. Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that. Uncharted DLC before the end of the year?
Yep.
It's exciting.
Hopefully they are co-op maps. I hope.
No specifics.
Oh.
No specifics.
Yeah.
Job listing confirms a next-gen project from the Boomblox team, which is awesome.
Yeah, Boomblox was awesome.
By next-gen, they definitely mean 360 and PS3, right?
Nope, they mean the next Wii.
The next Wii?
Yeah.
Which we didn't even talk about. That rumor's not even listed on here. About
oh,
Wii
really?
2.
Oh, yeah, I heard about the rumor.
With HD and Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Lame.
They're finally going to catch up.
Right. They're still
Hey, if they've got Blu-ray, though, they'll be a step ahead of the Xbox.
But they'll still have Ninja Bread Man 2, which puts them 3 steps
yeah.
behind.
Yeah,
Nintendo's planning a DSi Speak channel.
God.
What?
It could be cool.
I don't
it
know, but the very
be.
Concept that they're releasing another DS just makes me want to scream at the top of my lungs.
It's much bigger, too. It's a bigger
good.
System,
it's,
bigger
yeah,
screen.
It's enormous, but that doesn't change the fact that it's still another
it's
DS.
It's so big!
Big American penis.
Big Cock English. Is he Crank 2?
No.
That's one of the most entertaining movies ever. That's a great movie. All right, let's do a few questions.
Let's do a few questions, shall we?
This one comes from Encore03. Sup, guys? Hoping you haven't... Did I already do this one?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I haven't. Okay, sup, guys? Hope you're having another interesting podcast. If you made your own console...
Our podcast sucks.
What would it be called? What color would it be, and who would be your representative, i.e. Billy Mays, Vince, Solid Snake, Samuel L. Jackson, or the creepy baby from the old PS3 commercials?
Ugh.
If you made a console...
Made a console.
It'd be green. I'd call it the old Comma Games feel. Oh, wait. They already use that. I definitely have to say...
It'd be black, I think, for sure.
But it would have to be not the PS black with the, like, the shiny... Because that gets dusty too easy. I want the PS Slim black.
Really? You like the matte black?
Because
I like the piano black better.
Yeah, but it gets fingerprinty.
Yeah, but you can wipe fingerprints off.
Yeah, how many times a day do you do that?
How many times a day are you over there touching all up on your PS3?
Don't judge me.
I
like to finger my PS3.
That is disturbing. That is disturbing.
I would probably make mine white.
Why has it got to be white?
Why has it got to be black? Don't start the racial thing with me. Shit.
Yeah.
I like the Wii and the 360's look.
It's got to be piano black, I think, for me.
I'm going to have to go with the Wii white.
I'm going to go with piano white.
Ew.
Lime green.
It's going to be like
lime green.
You put the lime in the coconut.
Wow, the lime in the coconut.
What would it be called?
The fucking sweet-ass game playing machine.
I'm going to call mine Titty Sprinkles. You couldn't help but look at that at the store, right?
Did I just say Titty Sprinkles?
My system will be called the Con Entertainment System.
And it only plays RPGs.
And it's only a half-minute hero.
And it has a multi-terabyte hard drive.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, would you shut up about the multi-terabyte
hard
drive.
And Blu-ray. It's going to be Blu-ray.
It's going to have a Laserdisc player.
Laserdisc. I got this new game. Check it out.
Yeah.
I got this new game.
Whoa.
We can play Frisbee with it, too.
Could you imagine a Blu-ray disc the size of a Laserdisc?
Dude, that could hold your entire porno collection.
That's saying something right there. That is saying something right there.
Man.
What would you call yours?
I don't know. I'm not.
That's what it is. I don't know.
I call it. I don't know.
What the fuck? I don't.
With a question mark at the end of it.
Hey, if Nintendo can get away with calling theirs Wii, I can get away with calling mine. I don't know
anything.
Go fuck yourself.
Wang.
Wang. The Wang.
The Wang.
The Wang.
Then you could have Wii Wang.
My tagline would be instead of the complete opposite of the PS3's, it only does everything. Mine would be the complete opposite. It would say, it only plays games.
Go play with yourself.
And my system would not have a tray. It would be a lid that you push and it pops open. Just
I would totally have the PS3 Wii system.
Like the PS1? Yeah.
Like the Dreamcast.
Yeah, but still, like any of those, no way, man. Those things break too easy, and then you can't get it to stay closed, and you got to sit a book on top of it to play anything.
I want the Wii disc tray where you slide it in.
Where you slide it in, it sucks it in, or the PS3.
Sucks it in.
The only problem with those is if the system craps out on you, it's hard to get your disc back.
Yeah, you might lose a disc or two. Of course, if you're sliding your things in places like that anyway, sometimes you could lose it.
You could lose it.
You know?
That's why you got to watch sliding your thing into places it doesn't belong.
Yeah. Where a lot of other things slide in.
Yeah.
You got to be careful of those.
Yep.
Yeah.
Words
to live by.
Who's your spokesperson?
Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson!
And that's the best fucking endorsement right there.
He's the best mother!
Buy this motherfucking shit!
Buy my system!
Buy my system!
There's snakes in this system!
It'll get you drunk.
I'm tired of all these motherfucking fanboys. On this motherfucking website.
I'd say
website.
Billy Mays, but there's no way.
But he's dead.
Yes.
I'd say zombie Billy Mays is my, is mine.
What about punch a hooker, Vince?
Punch? Yeah, he slap chopped that hooker right in the face, too. He sham-powed that hooker right in the jaw.
Sham-wow.
He sham-powed her.
Yeah, after he sham-wowed her.
Yeah. He gave her the old sham-wow, and then he slipped her a sham-pow right upside the chin.
I know who
Hooker Punch.
It's made by Germans. You know they make good stuff, right?
Yeah. It's made by Germans. It's the perfect thing to wrap around your hand before you punch a hooker in the mouth. Frickin' shambow guy.
Right, punch a hooker with the wing.
Actually, my prick. Spokesman would have to be Tony Soprano.
Tony Soprano.
Oh, snap.
That'd be a good spokesman.
Yeah.
You would definitely buy my system.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Tony would make sure you bought my system.
You know he's not real.
Shut up. Neither's Billy Mays.
Oh, he is.
He's dead. He ain't
zombie
real.
Billy Mays isn't real.
He was real, but...
You know Samuel L. Jackson's not really real. He's just a puppet.
Oh. It'll get you drunk.
Hey, I got a spokesperson.
Uh-oh.
Patrick Stewart.
Wow.
Did Dude, this was funny, and then you just ruined it.
I know. I think I'm going to bring Nestor back from the old Nintendo Power and make him be my spokesman. He's not doing anything now.
Nah. All right, second part of his question says, also, as anyone could notice, you guys make a considerable amount of Family Guy references. What do you guys think about American Dad, and have you seen the premiere of the Cleveland show? What are your thoughts?
I don't actually even watch Family Guy anymore.
Blasphemy.
Honestly.
Giddy, giddy.
It just the last couple knew that was the best thing I've ever heard.
Dude, that was so bad.
The last couple new episodes I've watched just haven't been as funny to me as it used to be way back when.
I love Family Guy. Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of American Dad.
No.
Yeah, I think American Dad is terrible.
But the Cleveland show is actually pretty funny.
Yeah,
I haven't watched Cleveland show. Why? Yeah. I just want to know why all his shows all have to have the exact same general premise. I don't really understand why they all have to have the wisecracking baby or
alien.
Or young child or alien. And they all fit the same basic premise.
The feminine alien.
You do what works.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Family Guy is still funny.
Yeah.
Do your giggity again, please.
Yeah, do it for like 30 seconds so I can use it as a ringtone.
Oh, jeez. Seriously?
Yeah, seriously, please.
Just come out and say, giggity. Okay, really don't do it for 30 seconds, please.
Yeah, we could just loop it.
Yeah.
Somebody just snort.
That was me. GambusCon just made me snort by doing his quagmire if he fell off a ladder and hit his head on concrete impression. Wow. I think you have to wear a helmet to do something like that. That was awesome.
All right. Next question.
Well, thank you for telling me that. I'll never do it again.
It was hilarious.
Oh, yes, you will.
You will. You better.
You will. It reruns.
Yeah. We can syndicate that shit.
Yeah. It's been immortalized on the net.
Right. Oh, that was awesome.
Next question comes from BaseballFan15. Hey, it's me again. Just wanted one more question. Get one more question out there. As you probably don't know, last week's episode of Joystick's Xbox 360 Fancast was one of their hosts, Dustin Berg, last episode with the podcast. Are any of you planning on leaving the podcast?
Little does he know it, Zero will be. I'm taking over.
Wow, he just cracked his knuckles and everything. That was serious.
Wow.
He's like...
Insurrection.
Zero's taking over.
You best be leaving now. Your time is done.
Well, then there'll be a show, what, like every 6 months?
Oh!
Burn.
Whenever I fucking feel like it.
Kind of like we did when we first started this.
Do we all have visitor passes? Because I think we're in the burn unit. What's up?
Wow, that was the awful. Worst thing I've ever heard.
Awful.
That you know was terrible.
Okay, you know, when Jason tells a terrible joke, everybody laughs. I tell a terrible joke, it's like my standards are too high.
That was a terrible joke.
You already raised that bar. You can't go down to his level.
Wow. That was
what?
Just a terrible joke.
I was meant to be a terrible joke. That was the whole fucking point of it.
Damn.
No, nobody's leaving the show. Just Killer Woman doesn't show up very often.
That's one of those things where it's kind of like man, I need to go to the veterinarian. Why? Because these puppies are sick. That's along the same lines as that.
Did you just say veterinarian?
Yeah, veterinarian. What the hell's wrong with veterinarian?
It's a veterinarian.
Veterinarian, veterinarian. What the hell's the difference?
It's nuclear.
What's the difference?
It's same new color. Old
same. Veterinarian. Veterinarian. Veterinarian is just the hillbilly pronunciation.
Yeah.
Jason, say Millennium Falcon.
Millennium Falcon.
Damn it.
However.
He has practiced. It used to be Meninendum Falcon.
Yeah.
Meninendum Falcon.
I'd be like, yeah, that spaceship, the Meninium Falcon.
Meninium.
Awesome.
All right, anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Next question comes from Beastern. Jesus Christ.
No, nobody's leaving, by the way. Did you say that already?
Yeah, I said nobody's leaving. I said Killer Wolverine didn't show up very often.
I make it a practice not to listen to you very much. So. I didn't know if you said that already or not.
Beastman says, hey, crew, wasabi peas are great.
I've never had wasabi peas. So.
I will never have wasabi
peas. They're good.
I don't like peas, and I don't like wasabi. So that right there kind of tells me what I'm not going to like about wasabi peas.
The thought of your peas in my mouth disgusts me.
I am not going to say anything about that.
You probably shouldn't. You just probably stick your foot in your mouth.
Better than sticking his peas in his mouth.
Indeed.
Oh.
That said, I have a question about video game aesthetics.
Aesthetics.
Having played through ODST and now playing Batman, I've noticed a similar feature of both games that kind of annoys me.
Hmm.
When I played the demo of Batman, the only thing that stuck out to me as a possible hang-up was the detective vision.
Hmm.
I still bought the full game and love it, but I'm still a bit miffed by the advantages detective vision provides the player, i.e. giving incentive to constantly use it. Yes, I love seeing through walls, but I do not like blue Batman vision. It gives the game a really generic color scheme and washes out textures. I don't want to play this way, but the game seems to want you to. Similarly, ODST takes place mostly in dark environments where you need to use the suit vision or whatever it is by pressing X. This also annoyed me because I wanted to see the game, but also see my objectives. I ended up using that vision for a lot of the game except for the streets and highway, of course. Now, all of that was a setup for my questions. Number one, do these visual devices bother any of you? And can you name a few others that use visual device that changes a player's perspective or a game's aesthetics entirely?
That's a good question.
That is a great question. Yeah. I can't really think of any other ones that do. And the only ones I can are games that have night vision on certain levels, but...
I really didn't like playing Batman in the detective vision.
Yeah,
I needed to, like, all the time.
Yeah, I found myself turning it off a lot, sort of guessing when I thought I would need it again.
Yeah.
Or when I was, like, coming around a corner and I thought there might be guys around it, I would turn it on to see if they were over there. But, it bothered me, too.
You kind of just had to use it.
Yeah.
So it's just like you, for little I played of the game, I use it all the time.
Yeah.
Just because you kind of have to all the time.
Yeah. And it kind of took away from the visual because the game looked so good. And you
I mean,
to play
it was it was cool.
It's very cool, but they shouldn't have made you use it so much.
Well,
like, I had it on almost all the time.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And that kind of takes away from the look.
Yeah.
I turned it off as much as I could because I just loved the way the game looked. Halo didn't bother me because I really didn't use it that much.
I don't even know.
I used it a lot in the nighttime street sections of ODST.
Which were my least favorite part of that game.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, I can't really think of another. I know there's other games that have done it.
Well, I mean, like he said, the first-person shooters like Rainbow Six with the night vision, heat vision.
I hate night vision. I hate heat vision. I think it's cool that they put it in there, but, man, I hate using it. I really do. Call of Duty had good night vision.
Yeah.
Call of Duty 4, I had good night vision.
Turn your brightness up.
I always do, actually.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Should there be an achievement for playing through without special vision?
Well, sometimes you can't.
That'd be kind of cool, but you couldn't really do that in Batman because you had to have the special vision to find the Joker puzzles, too.
Yeah.
See, sometimes you can't do it.
That'd be pretty hard.
Yeah.
That would be almost impossible.
That would be an achievement.
Well, you know, in
Instead
Batman,
of pressing
they should have...
That would be a platinum if it was a trophy.
Done another way for him to solve those kind of objectives because he's a detective first and foremost. He has a vision. Maybe he can have other clues where he didn't need to use the vision.
Like spider sense?
or
Motherfucker. Yes, like spider sense.
Yeah, spider sense. Get that tingly feeling.
Jesus. Just jealous Spider-Man's a better hero.
Oh, please.
Oh.
Do you actually believe that?
I know it.
Let's not go into this direction.
Shut up. No one asked you.
Oh. He's very defensive ever since Mickey is now his pimp.
Shut up!
Snap!
No. You DC guys are just jealous Batman's the only thing you got.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
This Superman's lame.
Of course, all Marvel people think Superman's lame, yet they can't explain that Wolverine can't be killed. Isn't that the same reason why you hate Superman?
No, I hate Superman because he can't even be harmed except with kryptonite.
And magic.
Well, but...
Apparently Wolverine can't be harmed at all.
Oh, he can
you
be harmed.
You cut off his head, it'll reattach.
He can be harmed. He gets a shit kicked out of him all the time.
Superman can be harmed through the people that he cares about.
See, I didn't mean to start this. Can we just move on?
Whereas Wolverine is just
shut up.
So much of
about.
A so much of a
you say it, I'm going to punch
it.
You in the face.
Say it.
There will be a murder here.
Shut up, Namor.
Oh, fuck you, Aquaman.
Guess what? Wolverine's been harmed plenty of times through the people that he loved.
Yes.
He's definitely been harmed in some of those games he's been in.
Oh. Hey, don't stop. Don't talk Super
Yeah, DC don't anymore. Talk about games, DC boy. We can get into some games if you want.
Let's go ahead, because I believe we own the greatest of all time.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, that's the only one that matters.
No, that's not the only one that matters. I played Superman 64.
I also played Wolverine's Revenge.
Yeah, I played that too. And guess what? Wolverine's Revenge was better than Superman 64.
Oh, yeah? Marvel Superhero Squad.
I didn't play that shit.
Yeah. It's out. Just came out. New release. It's awesome.
I didn't play it.
Well, video games isn't really...
It's probably on the same level as Superman Returns.
Shut up, Elektra.
Oh, man.
Oh.
He brought Elektra out to play.
That's low blow right there. Okay.
All right, we're moving
Batman
on.
Rise of Sin 2.
I struck a low note with Elektra.
Yeah.
He's bringing out Sun Tzu now. What's up?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
I'm a DC.
Yeah, have you seen those videos, by the way, online? The I'm a DC and I'm a Marvel?
Yeah, I've seen
those. Those are hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, we're moving on. Iron Man, Exo Man of War.
Wow.
If you were designing these games, would
Aquaman.
You...
Aquaman.
That game was published by TDK. How can you take it seriously? If you were designing these games, would you focus the use of the items by forcing the player to use them for certain sections where it makes sense, or would you leave it open-ended, as in ODST and Batman, allowing players to freely choose how much or little of the game he or she wants to see using these visual alterations?
I kind of like the open-ended approach.
Yeah.
I kind of like being able to choose how much I use it or don't use it.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with that. I don't want to force people to use things that they don't want to use.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, P.S. I'm friends with Zero and Mr. Wolverine on Live, but I'd also like to add y'all to my PSN friends list, maybe get in some Uncharted multi with you.
Sure thing.
I'm Beastern on PSN 2, Rick Ricardo on Live.
Okay. Well, as was mentioned last week, it's almost always easier if you guys add us. So since you don't have either Killer Wolverine or mine Xbox tag, I'm Wombat RP on PSN and on Xbox. And then you are, go ahead.
Killer Wolverine.
He's already got Wolverine.
Yeah, I got.
Oh,
Ricardo
gotcha. Who else didn't he say he had? Gambus.
Gambus.
I am N4G Gambus Khan on PSN, and soon, very soon, I'll be just Gambus Khan on Xbox Live.
So there you go.
Says, I also want to play y'all in Street Fighter 4. I will dominate with the Red Cyclone.
Oh. I have Street Fighter 4 only on PS3. So if that's the system you have it on, like I said, Wombat RP, I'd love to play you.
Yeah, same here.
Another question, what do you think of Juri? She kind of looks similar to Rose, if you ask me, but her Ultra looks cool as all.
Yeah, her Ultra is awesome looking.
Are characters supposed to have multiple Ultras in the next one? Oh, that's
they
sweet.
They got two each, I think.
He also feels that Super should be DLC. I know you discussed it, but I'm shocked too. Thanks as always. This is my favorite game and podcast. Keep up the great work. You guys are indestructible.
Oh, indestructible.
I won't let nobody break me down.
All right, we need to do
well, thank you.
Twitter shout out.
Tweets, tweets and tweets.
Thanks for that. Thanks for that.
Yeah,
letter.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. All right, let's see. Twitter shout outs, shout outs. We got several. All right. Sam in Seattle just missed the cup. No.
We're still recording.
We got him in last week because he said balls. I knew I'd miss it. Oh no, we did miss it. He said balls. I knew I'd miss it, and you did.
Balls.
MK24 ever. Hey. Says, no, it's over and I didn't tweet it to you guys. But that's okay, we got you on this one.
Yeah.
ZTGD announced that the podcast was live for our listening pleasure. Okotis, I assume that's how that's pronounced, O-K-O-T-I-S, says, great show, guys. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Could be Okotis.
Could be. Okotis. There
Thank
you go.
You. Thank
be.
You.
Halifax Nick says, love the show, guys. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
You guys going to hold hands?
He says, on the wings of love. Says,
oh, my God.
Do any of you know how I can get an MP3 of Solo Shot first? You can definitely do that by sending a message to the Boogeyman, either on live or PSN, or by sending a message to him on Twitter.
Yes, Solo Shot First. That's a great song.
His Twitter is at BGYMAN. So if you want an MP3 of Solo Shot First, he may be able to get it to you, or he might be able to shoot you out a CD, maybe.
CD.
If you shoot him a message. Nero916 says, if I can only buy one game this month, this is a good question. You ready for this?
Damn.
If I can only buy one game this month, is Borderlands worth waiting to get Modern Warfare 2? That's a tough question. And it honestly depends on what you like more.
Oh,
so I'm going to let people around the room give their opinion on that, because that's a tough one.
I would say Modern Warfare.
You'd say Modern Warfare?
If he's looking to play, like, Deathmatch multiplayer, definitely Modern Warfare.
Yeah. Borderlands, if you're a big loot whore, you're going to love Borderlands. But if you don't care about that, like, if you just like the story and everything, Borderlands doesn't have much of a story.
No,
so.
It doesn't. Go with Call of Duty in that case. Otherwise, Borderlands is great if you're playing the...
If you like RPGs, you'll like Borderlands a lot.
Even though it's a shooter.
Even though it's a shooter.
It's definitely, basically just questing, picking up new shit, and leveling up your dude.
Yeah, it really is, honestly, the closest thing to a shooter RPG ever. Frustrated Fury says, do come back alive. I need your business. Which I believe is from Demon Souls, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that's what that dude says when you first talk to him in the Nexus.
He's the
guy you buy stuff from.
He's like, come back alive. I need your business.
Giggity giggity.
Fixer says, what did you guys think of the God of War 3 demo? Nobody here's played it yet.
I wish I had.
So we'll let you know next week.
I gotta pick mine up.
I thought you were gonna say I have to pick my nose.
No.
You end up in the same situation Zero was in earlier.
I know, man.
Oh.
Watch out for
that. He's got Bebop and Rocksteady coming out.
Ortoka and Rezar.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, generic.
Killer Wolverine says, I'm fucking hungry. He tweeted in the podcast, I'm fucking hungry.
Can you just say that?
I think he did say it. you expect me to talk, says, look what I just bought. And then he submitted a picture of, hold on, let me pull it up real quick and I'll tell you what it is.
Modern Warfare.
Look what I just bought. He just bought, an Indiana Jones bust, complete with a whip.
Ooh, nice.
That he's cracking.
It went back to your screen.
My phone died.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Battery on my phone died.
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
But,
I
didn't charge it this morning, no. But he bought a bust of Indiana Jones cracking the old whip.
It looked cool.
It did look kind of cool.
I didn't get to see it.
Well, it was like a bust from the waist up of Indiana Jones. He's got the whip back, and the whip's like curling through the air. Look pretty neat.
We should be able to do this momentarily.
Definitely look pretty neat.
Keep filling air, man.
There we go. You expect me to talk. There it is.
All right, we'll bring up.
So he said, all right, there you go. He bought that bust right there, which is kind of cool.
Wow.
That looks sweet.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
At least he doesn't have a crystal skull in his hand.
Yeah, indeed. Jay Borsick says, what's the first thing you will play when you get Modern Warfare 2? Multiplayer, Spec Ops, or Story? I'm going to play the Story.
Story.
What about you, Gambus? Since you're buying it with your Xbox.
Here's the thing. I did not play all the way through the first Modern Warfare.
Oh, gotcha.
So I wonder if the story is intricate, tied to the first one. And if it is, I might have to go straight to multiplayer.
Gotcha. Vitor BR says, sold my Xbox to pay for the Modern Warfare 2 limited one. But I'll be without for the next 2 weeks. Any suggestions on things to do? Well, you live in Brazil, which I've heard is a beautiful country, so you could go outside and just hang out. and like look at how cool your country is.
Yeah, and the women.
There you go.
Yes.
Or you could play stuff on the PS3 if you got a PS3.
Yeah.
You could. Yeah, you could play stuff
on
the
PS Triple.
Yes. Triple.
Or you could jump rope.
Or you could play soccer. That's really big there.
Or you could get really good at hacky sack or something like that.
Oh. Which would actually help.
I would just sit in the corner and cry because I didn't have my Xbox.
Yeah, I bet you would.
That's what I'd do.
Fanboy.
I'd do the same thing if I didn't have my PS3. I don't know what you're talking about. He's talking Xbox. Well, you always got to judge.
Pixelated Maze says, hey there, crew. What's up? Hey. Random question here. Have you guys ever been in a very awkward situation in your life? Funny or not?
I think we have been at least 3 times on this show.
Dude, we've been in an awkward situation almost every week on this show.
Yeah.
I'm at a loss.
Yes, I've been in some awkward situations before in my life.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Most of which I would not like to discuss on the podcast.
Yeah, same.
Some of them were funny, though.
Dim's private.
But, yes, I've been in some awkward situations.
Yeah, dim's privates.
How about you guys? You ever been in an awkward situation that you're willing to share?
An awkward situation.
What about you, Gambus?
On a daily basis.
On a daily basis, you're in an awkward situation. My dad actually put me in a lot of awkward situations because my dad puts his foot in his mouth a lot. And he's the nicest guy in the world, but he says things that he shouldn't say, and it's not good.
Gambus' mom puts me in awkward positions.
I did once. There is one that I will share, though. I was at a Home Depot one time with my parents when I was a kid. I was probably 13 or 14. And we're walking around, and over the intercom, they paged some guy, and he had a goofy name. And I'm, like, making fun of this guy's name a lot, just, like, railing on this guy's name and how stupid it was. And he walks around the corner. And he was like, yeah, did you need help? And I'm like, nope, that wasn't me. Go ahead.
What was his last name, Mr.
I can't remember, but it was something really goofy.
Something like Mr. Pumpkin Nickel or something?
It was hilarious. Oh, wait. Actually, I've got another awkward situation that I can share on the podcast. We had I was doing announcing for the girls' soccer team in high school, and there was a foreign exchange student on a girls' soccer team from Japan.
Uh-huh.
I won't say the name, just in case. I mean, she's not listening to the show, but... I had to say her name because she was coming into the game.
Uh-huh.
And so I said her name and then second-guessed whether I had pronounced it right or not. So quietly to myself, I was re-pronouncing her name over again and realized that the microphone was still on.
Oh.
And everybody in the stands was like turning around looking at me like, what are you doing? So, there you go. There's two awkward situations for you.
Yuki Sakamoto, or is that Sakamoto, or is that Miyamoto? I don't know. Who knows?
ShotCaller33 says, what it do, N4G? He forgot the crew.
The crew? Well, thing is, though, he had to take that out because of the message length.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, darn Twitter.
I saw Gambus singing on YouTube, and it was funny as hell. Yes, that is hilarious. Next time, you should sing Snake Eater theme from Metal Gear Solid 3.
Oh, God.
I think we should definitely have more Gambus singing videos.
Yes, I agree. Solid Sven says, Gambus, I love electronic music. It says, what are some of your favorite electronic music artists and what games do you think have the best? I assume he means electronic music.
Electronic music?
Yeah.
Sweet. let me see here.
He had to lay down for this one. Yeah, he actually laid down on the floor.
There's so many to name.
And crossed his leg.
let's see here. In terms of domestic mainstream stuff, I like Moby, Tesco. I think that's how you pronounce them.
Well, you got to remember, I think he's from Sweden. So
okay,
domestic to you is not domestic to him.
Okay. International stuff. Paul Oakenfold. I tell you, a Japanese band that you could look up on YouTube that I like that's electronic is P Model. That's a P, a dash, and a model.
Wow.
And
P Model.
Yeah, they're really awesome. And I think there's this one from Australia called Midnight Juggernauts, which is a really awesome. It's like a band. There's like a guitarist and a drummer, and then a keyboardist, and it's like freaking amazing. And let me think. What else?
We'll get back to you. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to move on.
Altus One says that God of War demo was the fucking shit.
Well, okay. I'm glad to hear that.
I'll take your word for it because I haven't got a chance to play it yet. I hopefully will later. Mouse 00000 says part one. Hey, what it do in 4G crew? Hey, he stole that from Shotcaller. It says, I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to Modern Warfare 2 in just 9 days. I got the night vision, so if my power goes out in the basement, I will be able to go upstairs and find a flashlight. I have a big house. I don't mean to brag. Have a great week, guys. P.S. I went to homecoming last night, and it was awesome. I got a lot of a word that I won't say.
You said it twice last week.
I know, but that was as the announcer guy.
He got a lot of poontang.
Yeah, he got a lot of the P word that he I won't say because I don't like it.
Gamba's got at least 3 on the way to the show this morning.
Boom, boom.
Okay, there you go.
The pizza delivery girl.
The Campbell's chunky girl. More like it.
Gamba's is a P-word hero.
P-word hero.
He's a P-model hero.
I wonder if that's what the P and P model stands for.
Probably not. They're a bunch of...
They make those in Japan, P models.
And you know what's even funnier is he said in his Twitter that he got lots of P word that I won't say, and so people could think it's one of either of the two P words that refers to male or female. So,
you down with OPP?
I should probably clarify that.
I said he was, poontang.
Yeah, so you did say poontang. He was referring to the female version.
It adds an air of mystery.
An air of mystery.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
I never understood that. I couldn't tweet that, something like that.
No.
Guess what I just did?
I got lots of
poontang.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for someone.
What do you do, like having like one of those little things, like take a number?
Yeah. Maybe it was all from one person.
Maybe.
Hell of a night, isn't it?
Yeah, apparently.
Maybe it was a beloved.
It's homecoming.
A beloved.
Apparently.
A beloved one.
It's definitely some kind of coming. I don't know.
Wow. Ba-dum, bum.
Wow.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I was born done.
And if you didn't know that this show has.
Apparently you were cooked or be cooked. You were born done.
Just so everybody knows, this show was intended for
mature audiences.
Only. I think you're supposed to say that at the beginning.
Yeah,
the
I think
end.
You are.
Supposed
to, not after we've made pee jokes for the last 10 minutes.
Oops.
I did it again.
Yeah.
All right, Gambus. I'm done. Let's go home.
All righty, then. And with that, I say...
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast. Oh, you can...
It's me, Mario!
Zero dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
Oh, yeah. I always move being angry.
Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.